Blog Talk Radio.
Just to what? See what's up.
Yeah. Now we can do it all day till the sun goes down. Baby, while you frown and put on a smile. Let me see the peak like you posted for Colgate. You look at hella sexy when your hair is so straight. The way you put it on me, no girl does. Give me the sign like you wanna. Bottle of Patron and a couple of blunts. Hop in the wind, then we hit the club. First to death, all day it's a must. San Jose living, got your boy clean cut. I like the way the apple bottom tug your butt. When you moving up and down, girl, that's what's up. Tell me what you want, I'll tell you what I need. I'm down to please you if you're down to please me. Freaky things, anything. The club's out of two, you should come home with me.
Get to see what's up.
Yeah, that's my thing. Sponsor drinking Jaeger and OJ. Can I get crazy? Yeah, watch me get tipsy. Up at the club, doing what I can. I'm just an average thug trying to fuck this beautiful thing. Not big kids with a nice little slang.
I'm from the evil side.
Yeah, from the hood. Knowing how I do it, it's all good. Going out to the charges to get a number. Then I say, why don't you come over? Get up in the sheets with me. The big phone coming around the town. Yeah, she's singing my song. Walk me in my hood, straight to the room, yeah, you know what's up.
Just to see what's up.
So hot, I read you like a book just to get to your plot. Now don't take this wrong, just some words in a song. But I really just wanna hit it all night long.
All night long?
Yeah, all night long. Girl, drop that thong, let's get it on. Feet on the bed, lean your head on the floor. Tell me what you like and I'll do that some more. So fresh, so clean up on the scene. Stamping out, cause that was all up in my dream. See you chillin', all alone up in the corner. Tell the bartender, have you come over. Pick up a few drinks with me. Now tell me, can we kick it later on tonight when we leave? Baby, it's last call, you ready to fall? Whisper in your ear just to see what's up.
Just to see what's up.
Motherfucking shit, because that's what's up in this piece. Y'all already know, man, it's Wrecking the Game, Wrecking the Game Radio. Coming through you live, baby. 8-1 Trey is off in the building. Motherfucking Trey, folks. This is Wetty Wet Wednesday. You know what I'm saying? This is shots out to all my poor. Shots out to Miss Darren. You know what I'm saying? Which basically is a little reason why I'm having this show today. You know what I'm saying? She featured a brother on her show, you know what I'm saying, and he came on, did his thing, called himself the best poet alive or something like that, hottest poet alive, something like that. And that's what's up, my brother, keep doing your thing, you know what I'm saying, and we're going to do our thing on this side. So today, you know what I'm saying, I'm trying to upload some tracks, I'm working on it right now, I got some new music, I'm going to be featuring on the show. And we're going to be playing that, you know what I'm saying? New music, my homeboy Goofy Bone sent me. Soul Poetry sent me some poetry work, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to be playing that. I got some new tracks from Goofy Bone I'm going to be playing. I got some shit from my dog C-Dub, you know what I'm saying? From one of his artists named Will I'm going to be playing. You know, I got a lot of things, man. I got a lot of things, a lot of things going to be going on the show today. And, you know, we're going to have a good time. So today is all about the good poetry, man, and new music. I'm going to be spitting a couple of things for y'all in a minute. You know, right now I got to upload these tracks. I got to make sure everything is cool and copacetic. You know what I'm saying? And that's how we're going to do. So if you want to call in, you know what I'm saying, is 347-237-5125. And that, again, is 347-237-5125. You can call in and be heard to the world, man. And I mean the world. We reach it all the way from Florida to Cali, Cali to Texas, Texas to Mississippi, Mississippi to Boston, Boston to New York, New York to Australia, God damn it, Australia to Hawaii, Hawaii to Jamaica, Jamaica to New Zealand, New Zealand to Las Vegas. Fuck it. We all in Canada, Belgium, Greece, Austria. Shit. You know, some other far-ass place. We there, too. You know what I'm saying? Check us out. Doing it real big, man. And, yeah, that's how we get it in. You know what I'm saying? Speaking of that, I got a new song, too, called Get It In. But we're going to be playing that a little later on in the show. You know what I'm saying? Popping it off. 2 hours of mayhem up in the building. I got to get on my grind, you know what I'm saying, trying to put some bread in the old Picasso, you know what I'm saying, in the pocket. And that's how I do, you know, when I come still. So don't forget, man, you can log on each and every day that I'm on this motherfucker, you know what I'm saying. That's 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just favor me as a friend, and they'll let you know every time I'm online, baby, and the show is about to pop off, so you won't miss none of the mayhem, none of the fun, you know what I'm saying? And you can be down and be one with the king. Jersey the king, that is, telling them bitches you can't have it your way, huh? Right here live on motherfucking Regular Game Radio. We in the building. Wet it wet Wednesday. Time to get wet, baby. Yeah. Smells so good.
And all these lonely nights, you've been crying. I wipe these tears from your face. And yes, we side to side, my ride, but we in this turtle race. So I give you a piece of my love. Shit, you ain't never gotta wait. And you my queen, you got all my love. You ain't gotta get a taste. And I know you know kinetics. Let's keep this love so this spark will stay energetic. Cause if we lose, then we both gon' get up regretting this. Let's stay ahead of shit. You out for the cheddar, so let's get it together. And I'm your umbrella. I'm here to shield you through any kind of weather. Whatever you want, I try my best to provide you with the things that you love the most. Cause all my love is come from inside me. And we gon' stay side to side, girl. Nothing you gon' be behind me. You's the love of my life, my future life.
You're always getting everything you want. Then you act like I won't let you. Shawty, you know this one thing. My name ain't Nicky.
I gotta tell them hoes. Hey, you hoes. You hoes out there. Now, if they don't apply to you, then don't motherfucking call yourself a hoe. But all you hoes out there, you can't have it your way. You know what I'm saying? I'm like BK, bitch. You can't have it your way. You know. Going down real big, man, live in the building. You already know what time it is. Dun 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 dun. Bitch, we getting high from Florida to Cali, goddammit. If you don't know why, I guess you got to ask this motherfucking man online. Is the goddamn goofiest
man you don't even want to know.
Boning them hoes.
Speaking of hoes, I am one of them, so you kind of offended me, but I'm not
going
to go that way.
Draw spit, goddamn wear them, goddamn shit. What's happening, homie Skillet?
What's going on, homie, man? I'm just, you know, counting my hours down, cleaning up the house, so, you know, when I go in for my little stretch of 2 weeks, I could come back to a clean house, you know what I mean?
No, well, you ain't got Bruce, nobody coming through, check the house out, keep
it. Oh, no, I got the big Grizz coming over.
Oh, okay.
And but, I mean, you know, I want my, because he don't go in the studio and shit like that. He just, so I just want everything nice and clean and shit like that. So.
What's the deal with the album, man? I'm going to ask you that last time. What the fuck happened? What's
man,
up
man, you know, it's been a big setback because fucking In the Sky done fucked up some shit. And then LBX, the guy who does our producing and all that other stuff, he's all tied up in his career at work. So it's got like me and Bruce just doing motherfucking shit from the ground up. So, I mean, we're working on it, but, I mean, it looked like it'll come out probably Christmas time. Have a little Christmas present for y'all.
Shit, like I tell everybody I came across, that call themselves a fucking group. You better do your shit on your own. Can't depend on other crony ass.
No. Like I said, this is the album of Straight Loke Records. You know, this is not, you know, individuals. Now, me, I'm already working on my album, and be honest with you, it probably might come out before this one, because shit. I'm almost done with this motherfucker. And, yeah. But, you know, it's like, you know, you can't depend on people. The motherfuckers that say, oh, yeah, I'm fucking down, you know, blah, 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 blah. And then next thing you know, when they get the little fame, they meet a bitch, an ugly-ass broad, you know, and I'm not fucking putting him down, but shit, he could have had much better. Never even talked to us. Never nothing. And it's like, psh, all right, whatever, you know.
What?
Yeah.
Not over.
Oh, nah, man, you don't even want to know. You don't even want to know.
Andy ain't get his first piece of pussy and got locked down. What?
Yeah, I mean, come on.
Oh,
so it pissed off Bruce. Bruce went to his house. Well, went hunting for this fool because we were pissed off because we told each other, okay, we gonna, you know, make the album. We're gonna take a month off and then we gonna motherfucking make this album. Blah blah blah. Never heard from him. Nothing. So Bruce went on a hunt. He found him at some friend's house or whatnot. Fucking kicked the door down into the room that they were like I guess cuddling in, as Bruce Brooks said, he kicks the dog out. You think they be fucking motherfuckers, they're cuddling in bed. Then Bruce called me, and I fucking came from fucking a million miles away, and I'm on fucking, you know, like, we hit him up. We're like, what the fuck, man? Shit. And it's just like, no, hey, where you been? No, I'm going to hit you up. Like, I'm going to beat your ass. It's like, what the fuck, man? We have something going. What you doing?
Yeah, you just...
He has the nerve to tell me that, oh, things have changed in my life. But I'm like, save that pussy shit for later. And I just asked him, do you still want to be a straight loke, yes or no? And he just, you know, paused. And I go, I'll take that as a no.
As a no. Bitch, it ain't no motherfucking pause when I goddamn say
shit.
Jump on you. You say motherfucking yes before I goddamn finish the sentence.
Oh, but man, they done pissed Bruce off because that's his brother and shit, you know. And he thought, you know, his brother was going to, you know, that they were going to do something.
Oh, that's his brother, brother? Like,
yeah,
like,
that's his brother, brother. Yeah. What? Yeah.
Oh.
That's what I said.
Hell no. All right, I know the motherfucking bald head is always representing up in the building. Bald head, man, you fell in like
on
the ass
end
of the conversation right here. And what's going on is Straight Low's Regular is supposed to have an album released. Well, the bitch should have been motherfucking released, really.
It should have been last month.
Last month. And like I say, when it comes to motherfucking groups, man, it's real hard to work with people who all don't have success in mind. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people only got they definitions of success is getting $1,000 in their pocket and they happy.
I'm talking about like three or four girls yelling for you.
They
think they're motherfucking successful.
That's what I'm saying. You know, or you have one show and you get some knobbing and shit after the show. Now your head blowed up and shit. Or a bitch throw her panties on stage and shit. Now, I done seen it. And then the next day, the motherfuckers back in the hood, L nobody.
Hell yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But
like I told these guys, because, I mean, I'm older than them, and fucking, they haven't experienced what I've experienced. Shit, I've been going to clubs ever since I was fucking 16, 17. I've fucking hit clubs, fucked hoes. And everything like that. And they still wonder, how the fuck did I get in a goddamn club? I have a baby face. I look hella young. You know what I mean? But money talks and bullshit walks, if you know what I mean.
All the time.
It's straight up. And, you know, I've been doing it. I've had hoes, you know, three, four hoes knocking at my door when I'm at fucking one. You know, I have bitches, you know, pounding on my window. You know, I've had it all. You know, it's like, you know, three, four girls yelling for me, it ain't nothing. Now, if I get like an arena or a motherfucking, you know, I don't know, like a stadium full of women screaming for me, yeah, then that's something. But, you know, just for me being who I am, I go out, do what I do, meet girls, do what I got to do, and that's it, you know. I'm my own celebrity.
Yeah.
You know, it's nothing big until we see big.
I got to play a special song. I put these brothers on hold. I put y'all on hold. I got a special song.
You can't.
This is a, motherfucker, I can. Goddamn, the hell you talking about? 408. This is for In the Sky, punk ass In the Sky. Sorry, Bruce, yeah. It's your brother, and he acting like a hoe. But, yeah, this is for you. Stop acting.
Y'all gon' die trying to impress a nigga, cause God only made so many real
Smoke my weed right in your motherfucking face. That's what I tell them, anybody.
Hey, smell it.
Mm-hmm.
Smell it.
Yeah.
Hey, did you hear that Obama called me yesterday?
Nigga, I heard about your shit. Nigga, I ain't tuning into the show.
Oh.
You'll have to catch the archive. What happened,
nah,
though?
It'll be played on my show later. I've been riding Obama, and I've been asking him about, you know, was he on Blog Talk or not? And, you know, I asked him about some health form and stuff because I didn't quite understand it. So he laid down the line.
Man,
and,
fuck the health reform. I ain't even finna say
real,
fuck Obama,
man.
But I almost said that. Fuck Obama, too. Because if y'all keep motherfucking paying attention to that old fuck-ass bullshit, man, fuck y'all, too. That shit is bullshit. Everything fucking Bush kept motherfucking spitting until the day that bitch got out of office was Al-Qaeda this, war that, we fucking sending more troops. Now, the only thing this bitch said was he was going to motherfucking take 6 months and bring the fucking troops home, get done with Al-Qaeda and restore fucking peace. All this motherfucker did keep saying help this, help that. Bitch, I'm healthy.
Damn right. Fuck this.
I don't need no fucking reform to tell me how to be even more healthy. I don't go to the dentist every motherfucking every month. All that old white boy shit. I don't take my motherfucking kids to no goddamn doctor for them to stick no motherfucking cow prod up their ass to tell me if the motherfucking kids are sick or not. I don't do no shit like that. So fuck a health reform. Fuck everything about his whole health care plan. That don't apply to no motherfucking so-called Black American families or ethnic American families. Last time you took your fucking kid to the goddamn walk-in clinic was for a sports physical. That was it. That shit don't apply to us, man. And they keep blowing smoke up our motherfucking asses, and I ain't the one for that shit. You ain't blowing no smoke up my ass. I'm sorry. Fuck you and your administration.
I think you're just jealous because he called me, man.
Nah. Let me look up Obama number since y'all want to call Obama.
I'm finna call Obama. I'll send it to you.
You got his number? Let me see. Let me Google Obama's
telephone. I'll send you the motherfucking the interview.
Man, let me contact Obama. Obama personal phone number. Personal phone number. It's the internet. Damn it. They gonna get to you. They don't give a shit. Loses Obama's phone number. How the hell you lose a phone number? Cell phone records breached. See, you got a cell phone. I need a cell phone now. Let's see, for peeking at Obama's records. Telephone. Can't obtain his personal phone. Account breached. Smart seeking cell phone. Smart call seeking. Properly accessing. What the fuck, man? Y'all don't release this damn information?
Look, check this out. Check this out.
Shit.
Either you could wait till later to hear this interview because he tells. Because Blog Talk Radio lied and said he called.
Well, play
in.
It then. Can't you play it?
I'll send it to you if you want to play it.
Oh, man, I got so much shit I'm trying to upload. I got, like, all that shit you sent me.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm uploading a whole bunch of shit right now. It's all going to be played today on the shizzo.
Okay. Hey, did C-Dub send you some tracks?
Yeah. And I don't know what the fuck, the one that you played on the show, he sent it to me. I went and checked my email. The bitch ain't even in there. And I checked, you know what I'm saying, my email yesterday, and it was there. I didn't delete it or nothing. I'm like, what the fuck? But he sent me two other tracks, so, you know what I'm saying,
I'm going to send it to you right now.
Down, contact motherfucking Obama punk ass.
Hey, come on. Quit hating because he called me.
Fuck that nigga, man. And it pissed me off that you know what I'm saying, white folks put his ass up there, you know what I'm saying, when honestly this bitch wasn't even qualified to be the fucking president. Being smart is one thing. That's cool. But knowing how to run this motherfucking country, bitch, that's on a whole nother diabolical level. He ain't diabolical enough.
Throw my
butt
back ass up in the fucking White House. I'll show you how to run a
fucking. I'm telling you, you got to be diabolical, man. You can't be no motherfucking Poindexter trying to play by the books, play by the rules. This is not that type of game. You dealing with
some. I'm willing to go into the White House. I'm gonna tell you right now. I'm willing to go in the White House, fire all these fucking people that keep doing shit the wrong way. And I'm willing to take the bullet like fucking JFK did. You know what I mean?
I'm right. I ain't the Pope, bitch. I ain't riding around no bubble. Fuck that. Nigga, I'm strapped. I'm having a couple of niggas that look like me, though. Bitch, you better make sure you're shooting the right one, goddammit. Fucking right. have our five niggas looking just like the president. You know what I'm saying? Bitch, you better have to shoot all of us, goddammit. Shit. Fuck that.
Or the chopper.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you better pull out something. You better blow the whole stage up, bitch, because we coming at you, too. You miss one shot, bitch. Hey, we coming at you. I don't give a damn. Nigga, if the shot came from that building, fuck it. Blow the whole building up. Fuck it. Nah, hell nah. Don't go looking for shit. Blow the whole fucking building up. Fuck that.
Fuck the kids that are in the building.
Blow that shit.
Look,
ain't no search
or
lock up. Just blow that motherfucker off the
map. Blow that bitch up. Fuck it. I ain't even no talking. Cause fuck that. Y'all shouldn't have let his ass in with a big black bag with a goddamn killing device in it. So, bitch, everybody in this bitch get killed. Fuck it. Saying that shit. Send $100,000 each one of the family members. Sorry for your loss, bitches. Sorry for your loss. Shit. Fuck that. So your taxes, and at the top, your taxpayer money at work. That go to all the victims that got blowed up and shit. Your taxpayer money at work, bitch. Fuck that. With that dumb shit.
So you want Obama's number? Did you ever find it?
No, man, they ain't releasing this shit.
I got it right here.
Oh, okay, yeah. What that number is? Go ahead, put
the number is 202. 224-2854. That's the number I got.
That is. Let's see, whose number is that? That belongs to Senator's contact info. And that is the exchange appears to be located in Washington, D.C. It doesn't really give. Well, let's do a reverse phone lookup on it.
Who gives a fuck? Call that motherfucker shit.
To get the owner's name.
We're looking up shit. Call him.
Free. All right, fuck. Let's see who he got us calling. Goddamn it.
All right, just call that motherfucker.
Okay.
Shout out to Ballhead, man. Up in
Ballhead, what's up? What's up, man? What's up, world?
Hold on. Yeah, let's make a motherfucking call.
Ballhead.
Now, hold on.
Let's get these. Let's call these motherfuckers.
Let's hit them up. See how much cash you got. We live on Wrecking the Game Radio with your host, DJ Smells So Good.
All right, here we go.
Senator Burris is off. Nick speaking.
Senator who?
Senator Burris.
Burris?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, is there a way I can, how can I reach actually my senator for Tampa, Florida, for Florida?
I can transfer it to either one of them.
Yeah, that'll work.
Senator Nelson, I'll put you through to him.
Senator Nelson.
Yep.
All right, we're going to talk to Senator Nelson.
See, Goofy Bone got all of them.
Goofy motherfucking Bone.
Putting y'all on mute.
Hi, this is Bill Nelson.
What the?
Calling our Washington office. And thank you also for being interested in our government. All of our lines are busy right now. But
man, this is a mo-ho-ass bullshit, Bill.
You can also visit our website at...
Get a nigga straight to the motherfucking voicemail.
I'm going to leave his ass a message. Y'all hold on.
Bill Nelson's office.
Yeah, this is who?
Bill Nelson's office.
Okay, are you the secretary for Bill Nelson?
I'm a staff assistant, yes, sir.
Will he be back in the office anytime soon?
We return from recess next Tuesday, so I believe he'll be back at that point.
Okay, next Tuesday. Okay. Let me ask you something. Does he handle personal calls and issues regarding situations that's in going around in Florida, or what is like his job?
Are you asking about help with a federal agency, or are you talking about
just grassroots level?
Are you looking to pass on an opinion about a piece of legislation?
Something like that. Home and
talk to me about that.
Home interior improvements and stuff like that. Like who would I direct questions and stuff like that to?
I may be able to assist you, sir. What do you need?
I'm a business owner. I'm a business owner here in Florida. Also a radio show host. And what I've been doing is I've been talking to other hosts and people from around the world and trying to find out. Just common solutions that we can all come together, talk to our government about, and come to a real solution. Because what we've been talking about is as far as like Obama's health reform and the issue of that. And what let me get your personal opinion about this health reform, and or do you have any information on that?
Well, sir, I do know what the senator has said about health care reform. He has said most recently that he would like Congress to take incremental steps towards reform. He believes that starting with things that are supported by both sides and then moving on to things that may be more controversial is the best way to go about helping people.
Okay, so let me ask you something too. Now, with this new administration coming in, and the big issue is being health care and health care reform this and health care reform that, where does that lead us as far as, us in war and stuff like that? I mean, I know we were supposed to be bringing troops home and stuff like that. Do you know anything about that, or is there somebody I can talk to that would know something like that?
No, sir. I believe that where it currently stands, we're still on the timetable for Iraq taking troops out of there, and then they're announcing recommendations for Afghanistan.
As a drawdown,
couple of weeks.
As a drawdown, bringing troops back or adding more troops
for Afghanistan.
For either or.
I believe Iraq, they're taking troops away, and for Afghanistan, it has been speculated that they're going to push more troops towards that country.
They're gonna push more troops. All right then. All right. Well, hey, brother. What is your name again?
My name's Keenan.
Keenan. Okay. And what is your job, brother? Do you like your job?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Pretty good. All right, that's working for the government,
Yeah.
I guess it can be what it is. It can be what it is.
Exactly.
All right. Well, hey, brother, I'm going to contact you back because actually I'm live on the radio right now. And we're actually trying to get to speak to somebody in relation to President Obama.
Okay.
But you know, you on the totem pole, so hey, we got to you first. You know what I'm saying? We got to you first. But I do appreciate you. You know what I'm saying? Participating and actually being a good sport and having some knowledge on you. I mean, I thought our government was filled with complete assholes who didn't know what they was talking about and just got together behind closed doors and started making silly decisions. But, you know, you kind of showing the difference between that, you know what I'm saying? So you're not the actual man, but you know the man, you know what I'm saying, that's making the decisions. So if you know his, you know what he's talking about, you know what I'm saying? Do you agree personally with everything that our senator is doing for the state of Florida?
Before I talk anymore, you said we're live on the radio right now?
Yeah.
Mean that I'm on the radio right now?
Yeah.
Sir, can you hold for one moment, please?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Uh-oh. Did I told him that? Hang up, hang up. Fuck that. Live on the radio.
Man, he crazy. He shouldn't have told him that.
He should
fuck
have
that.
Told him.
Talk to my damn government. I put my government on the radio.
You about to hang up on your ass.
Let's find out.
See, he already done hung up.
I'm gonna put it on hold. Oh, you gonna put the whole music on me, Nuke? Let me call this motherfucker back.
He said,
you mean,
we're on the radio
right now?
We're live on the radio right now?
And you see how long it took him? He was like, wait. He just said, say I was live, didn't you? Bitch, all these goddamn questions I'm asking you, that don't sound like radio questions.
Yeah.
Somebody just gonna just call out the blue and just start asking you all the more oddball ass questions, right? Yeah. Right. All right, brother. All right, well, kudos to you, homie. Appreciate you, Keenan, Senator Nelson's secretary or staff member, some shit like that. Yeah, I hung up on him. Yeah, I hung up on him. He got my personal number. You want to holler at me, call back, bitch. I'll put you back on the radio. You know, what I was supposed to do? Sit there and listen to the elevator music?
Hey, man, the CIA boys should be at the door in a minute, man, to confiscate this tape, man.
Hey, you know what I'm saying?
Hey.
Hey, it's a good thing. Y'all better catch it in the archives.
Yeah, right. Tell them it ain't here, man. It's not here.
So y'all got to go to New York to get that shit, nigga. Oh, man, that is too funny there, man. That shit, that was interesting, though. You know what I'm saying? Because I didn't know that you can motherfucking, you know, get. I didn't know there was direct links to, you know what I'm saying, senators and
like
shit
that.
Like that.
Yeah.
Hey, man, Goofy Bone got all the numbers.
Hey, hold on. Netty Net, shouts out to Netty Net in the chat room. She's saying it's a video where German and some Russian dudes wouldn't shake Obama's hand. They know that bitch part of the plan, man. Fuck that shit. If y'all ain't up on the plan, then, hey, I can't talk to you. It's a plan, though. Guarantee it. He's a pawn in it. He's a pawn on the chessboard. That's part of this big-ass game that's going on. But, you know, motherfucker, man. All I say is live your life, goddammit, until the fucking fullest you can live it. Don't never let nobody else live your life for you or tell you what the fuck to do. You do it. And if they ain't willing to do it, tell them, fuck them. Go and get their own cornbread. That's fucking right. Shit. Your cornbread. Anyway, shout out to the government, you know what I'm saying? They crooked asses.
Hey, I'm kind of surprised he answered some questions like that, man.
Hey, but if I would have told him off top, he wouldn't have answered them.
Nah, I don't think he would
have answered them. He wouldn't answer them. You know what I'm saying? He I'm telling you, we can call probably 1,000 senators. They going to answer them questions. They ain't thinking they being recorded. If they know that they being recorded and this shit can be used against them, they'll watch every single word they say. I'm telling you, they'll watch every single word they say. You won't even give a straight interview with not an ass senator if you tell them that I want to bring you on my radio show. they gonna, you know what I'm saying, drum up some questions and shit. Specific shit they gonna answer, and specific shit they ain't gonna answer. They just gonna stay the fuck away from. They wasn't supposed to be talking about, you know what I'm saying, the troops being drawn back, and we sending more troops over there. You wasn't supposed to say that shit. Thank you, bitch, for letting us know the truth, though. But Obama keep blowing the smoke up our ass talking about this healthcare bullshit. What the fuck is up with the troops, though, that was supposed to be brought the fuck back home? That was the issue. The whole point of your big thing and your whole campaign was talking about, I'm bringing the troops home, I'm bringing the troops home, I'm bringing the motherfucking troops home, and he ain't said shit about the troops since then. Oh, fuck that. It's all good. My motherfucking shit ass. I thought I had a song. I thought I had a song for it. You know what I mean? No, I do. Here's my motherfucking, here's my song. And just put the world in the place of Martin Lee Anderson. You know what I'm saying? Just put the world in the place of Martin Lee Anderson. Right here live on Record and Game Radio, Wetty Wet Wednesday. We just got some poetry, man. We're going to spend some poetry on this motherfucking as soon.
Hey, man, what's up? I was waiting for the poetry section.
Nigga, hey, you got your poetry ready?
I was ready.
Well, shit, man. You just hold on. You taking care of your goddamn car?
Broke in the mail. That your record towed in?
Yeah.
What happened?
I don't know. Just stopped.
Engine seized up on you. When was the last time you changed all?
I was just going to do that.
Mm-hmm. Boy, you ever think maybe a car's a living thing?
Huh?
One of God's beautiful living creatures?
Well, no.
Engine's like a big heart. All is like blood. All pan is like a liver. You killed it.
What?
You're an engine killer, boy. You ought to be put away.
Hey, I just...
Engine killer.
Hey.
Engine killer. Engine killer. Engine killer.
I'm sorry.
Right now, dirty oil is poisoning your car. At Jiffy Lube, we know the longer you wait to change it, the more damage you're doing. Come to Jiffy Lube and change your oil now with Pennzoil world-class protection, because you don't want to kill your engine.
Here's your loaner car, engine killer.
This is a tricycle.
That's right.
Jiffy Lube with Pennzoil. Tomorrow. Before it's too late.
Damn. And I'm watching the YouTube video.
Watch it right now.
Man, that's hard, damn. It damn sure did. They damn sure didn't shake his hand. You shake your motherfucking hand either. Fuck that nigga, man. I'm gonna shake, not,
oh,
I'm gonna shake
man.
No politician.
He shake just his ass.
Straight this one.
They're like, fuck this brother.
You know what I'm saying? Damn. That's hard there. Damn. Who the dude walking next to him?
I don't know. The Russian prime minister or something.
Oh, okay. All the way at the beginning, they shook his hand. But at the end, them motherfuckers, all three of them said, just fuck you. Damn.
Nick, what's going on, Nick?
That is hard there. Yeah, I got Ned and Ned off in the chat room. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to Netty.
Yeah, Obama. Man, I don't give a fuck about no Obama scandals, man. Bitch in there now, shit. It wouldn't have been no better if y'all would have put old crooked, no waving arm ass, McCain ass, bridge the fucking nowhere dumbass Palin. You know what I'm saying? Come on, man. Fuck the president role, period. It shouldn't even, we don't need no presidency. You got the Congress. The fuck you got all these goddamn punk-ass people sitting around with wigs on and shit, making the major decisions. And then you got this old punk motherfucker that just standing there and just to sign off some shit. You ever notice a president, every single president don't never read what the fuck they signing? You ever notice that?
Yeah, nah.
To get up there and just put a big-ass smile on and just start signing some shit. Bitch, you could be signing to blow up the fucking world, man. Yeah, well.
I think he's just jealous.
Watching this will make you feel angry. What the fuck? This shit don't make me feel angry. Yeah, get his goddamn affairs right. Oh, mommy, you better get your affairs right.
That, man. Shit.
Well, yeah, right. Well, shout out to Ned and Ned for shooting that.
Yeah,
shooting
that's a good one, Nettie.
Right. She be on it. I see you, girl. You be on it, girl. What the fuck is up with my tracks, man? I uploaded some tracks, I thought. What the hell my tracks at?
Man, you got to get the Block Talk Radio fuck up of the day, man.
Yeah, I'm going to have to start that because this is some bullshit. It's some bullshit a lot, though. This is some bullshit. All right. Well, I was going to get into some new songs, so I guess I had to get into this new one. It's my dog, motherfucking Goofy Bone. It's Role Model. Back right here live, Breaking the Game Radio.
Well, not really. I'm more or less just somebody that knows what's going on.
I've listened to those wired tapes. I've heard you on the telephone. You're talking about cocaine.
People don't understand why we do this. I'm just hustling on the streets, trying to get rich. I'm trying to pave the path for the youngsters beside of me, so they don't live in a snitch society. Nowadays these little bitches work with the cops. Next thing his friends are telling his mom, we're sorry for your loss. That's how it goes in the city where I come from. Throw a snitch in a ditch and watch his blood run them back on the streets to go fuck my hoes. I'm getting everything from them, even licks on my toes. Counting all the cash that they're handing me. To you, it might be crazy, but to me, it's so sweet. Looking at the wrist, there's a Movado. Looking at the time, girl, we got to go. I need an alibi to get away clean, so I'm hanging with this bitch, if you know what I mean. You see in the streets, there's a code we must live by. And if you can't comply, then there's a homicide. Some people don't know the rules of life. You better listen up to me if you wanna know what's right. Listen up. Take care of your hood, that's rule number one. Never put a lady first, she's second to none. And take out them snitches, take them out with the quickness. They're spreading like AIDS, and they're ruining all the riches. The DA wants me behind bars. I can't even walk the streets in my all-stars. I think they're hating on me cause I'm so rich. Asking do I got a job, I say no, bitch. But you're checking the charger, you ain't got nothing on me. So put your guns away, you don't even scare me. People like that need to be killed. Like an American gang, this shit is so real. These pigs are hella doing wrong, trying to plant facts. Or shoot you in the back on the bar track. If there's no love for me, then there's no love for you. These snitches are a sickness, even worse than the flu. Telling 5-0 everything you know. You think when I catch you, I'm gonna let you go? You see in the streets, there's a code we must live by. And if you can't comply, then there's a homicide. Some people don't know the rules of life. You better listen up to me if you wanna know what's right. Listen up. Take care of your hood, that's rule number one. Never put a lady first, she's second to none. And take out them snitches, take them out with the quickness. They're spreading like AIDS, and they're ruining all the rich. In the hood, you don't learn to be a snitch. In the hood, that's where you learn how to get rich. Look at my coke, I got so many keys. Now I understand why you guys hate on me. Doing bad things like a misfit. I'm sorry for what I do, it's just my habit. I know your lady's jocking me, but it's like that. Like the wet on my back, it's my habitat. Stomping in chucks on the east side. With my Glock on my side, it's do or die. People always stare and think I'm gonna rob them. But you need to do that to punch fear in them. The world's not yours, it's only mine. If you wanna take it, you better get in line. I'm no role model, I'm just from the hood. So you better listen up if you wanna know what's good. You see in the streets, there's a code we must live by. Can't comply, then there's a homicide. Some people don't know the rules of life. You better listen up to me if you wanna know what's right. Listen up. Take care of your hood, that's rule number one. Never put a lady first, she's second to none. And take out them snitches, take them out with the quickness. They're spreading like AIDS, and they're ruining all the rich.
I don't consider myself a role model at all. I'm just somebody that knows what's going on and just telling you what's going on.
I ain't a role model. I'm a motherfucking. I'm a weed model. I model hemp clothes and marijuana paraphernalia related items. So that's the kind of model I am. And that's the role I play, bitches. This dog Goofy Bone, Straight Low Records on. You know what I'm saying? Role model. We got some new shit finna come up in just a second. We got the tracks uploading as we speak. And we gonna get it in. I got some soul poetry finna come up. You know what I'm saying? We playing some soul poetry. And right about now, we done shocked the motherfucking government. I think I'm gonna have to have a special show. It's called Shock the Government. And we just gonna line up, you know what I'm saying, a whole bunch of government numbers and shit. And we gonna start calling motherfuckers. and go ahead and start, you know, rustling these motherfucking leaves. And at the end, bitch, yes, you was on the radio, bitch. You was on the radio. Fucking right. You on Blog Talk Radio, motherfucker. I guess I shouldn't say that. Didn't I let him know? Oh, shit.
Yeah, yeah.
You're fucking calling. Yeah, you bitches. It's all good. Shouts out to my own girl, Shy Romance. I ain't seen it in a minute, though. What the hell is Shy been? You know, still rapping for you. And,
oh, happy late birthday to Shy Romance.
Oh, word. I ain't even know because she ain't been around.
No, man, and you don't know her then.
Hey, yo, you caught Tasha's show last night?
Nah, bro, I don't do late night. I don't do late night. Sorry, I don't do late night. I'll be in the club late night, but I ain't no way I'm calling nobody. But what's happening? What happened with the show?
Man, she did a tribute to her friend and shit.
Oh, yeah, for one that passed away? Yeah, I wouldn't want to be no sadness. Don't do the sadness. This is what I would tell her, though. If you're feeling sad,
is fucking short. Enjoy that shit. Some of y'all just need to smoke some weed and see if it don't help the quality of your motherfucking life. I know, I see some of y'all. Look, I understand. If you ain't smoking weed because you got a good job, then by all means make your paper, boo-boo. But if you ain't got no job and you not smoking weed, I don't know what the fuck you are doing with your life. I really don't. I really don't. Don't give me that shit about it's a drug. It ain't no motherfucking drug. I done the research. It's just a plant. It just grows like that. And if you just happen to set it on fire, there are some effects. But that's not the same as drugs. Drugs, you got to do shit to it chemically. You got to add baking soda, water, stir it up. I don't know the recipe. I'm just saying. It's some shit you got to do to it. Well, why the fuck is it legal? I don't know. Aspirin is perfectly legal, but if you take 13 of them motherfuckers, it'll be your last headache. Long as you've been living, you ain't never heard of a motherfucker overdose on marijuana. You might have thought that nigga was dead. He ain't dead. He gonna wake up in 30 minutes, hungry enough to eat up everything in your house. That's a side effect. Hungry, happy, and sleepy. That's it. Gonna testify. I'm just saying.
Yes, my name is Janu. I can hypnotize you. My work is seductive. My body's so luxurious. You see me back it up. He said you make me wanna touch. Please don't stop dancing. I wanna eat it up. The way I'm popping my hips, I guess I'm just too much. Fans always get low. The thugs love that stuff. I know a lot of girls out here that really hate me. My style's too hard and they just can't take me. I got dark brown eyes and thick juicy thighs. Black straight hair, booty all everywhere. I got pink fingernails. Drive a black Mitsubishi. You see my face now, see me on the TV screen. Guest artist appearing on BT. Don't try to sweet talk me like I'm an easy chick. It's 2006 and no, I'm not having it. You can say what you want about child. I make you adore me. Yeah, I'm a lioness throughout. You can feel my rage all in my lyrics. I'm so damn exquisite. Yes, I'm exotic. Yeah, look at my body. I'm outrageous. So damn contagious. The name is Shinu. Please let me introduce you. I run with some drake boys. Yes, I'm a drake girl. I tell you off top. Yeah, I think I'm hot. I reported for the first time in 99. I had a few problems now. I'm back to get mine. Just need to meet a hot track, and I bet I rip that. And when I get done with that, she gon' say, damn, she did that. I'm no joke, I got power like that crystal coke. Tommy me and Carl Steve from the Vietnamese. And I'm puffin' on that fire looking Chinese. You can say what you want about China. Wish I knew what the damn rap song. Name is not Kaya. It's Shinu, and yeah, I'm known to spit fire. When I get caught, the girl flip off the wire. No, I don't walk around with low self-esteem. Because deep in my heart, I feel like a black queen. Besides, I got major goals and dreams. I'm talking about I want to do amazing things. I don't mess with no lanes. My dude gotta be the boss. He can be raised in the South. I come from up north. Yeah, I love me a bee. Pick a game for the street. You ever walk past a group of dudes and had them all scream damn? Look at the body, she must be some kind of stripper man. No, I ain't got no time to be faking and wasting. I'd rather go out and make some big faces. I'm so hungry for the fame that I swear I can taste it. And when I do, I pray to God that I do make it. You can say what you want about China. Wish I knew what you did.
That's real, Miss Janu. Check her out, myspace.com/Janu the Princess, J-A-N-U, the Princess. Kick something to start this almost top of the hour off right here live on Wetty Wet Wednesdays. Got a lot of people up in the building with me chilling, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out to Dog Ballhead representing the 404 all the way over there in ATL, homie. Straight Low Records on Goofy Bow. We got Net off in the chat room, you know what I'm saying? Representing hotels.com. /Expedia.com, and I see a whole bunch of ones. So before I take this call, I'm sending shouts out to my co-host, Miss Tasha Triple X. You know what I'm saying? Also send a shout out to my dog Seti, motherfucking baby powder, Johnson and Johnson, the eighth fresh. Cause y'all motherfuckers throw like 100 names on his ass. And let me kick my little poem real quick before I get everybody back on the line. This one here I wrote, I don't even ask when I wrote these motherfuckers. I ain't wrote poetry since I was in the 7th grade, so everything you're hearing is from junior high, goddammit, yep. And I'm still the same motherfucker since junior high. So, goes down real big. This is called My People, man. I wrote this, I think this was around when Rodney King and all that shit was going on, and riots and all that shit. We kept tearing up our own shit. You know what I'm saying? So it's called My People. My people, wake up and realize what is going on. For hundreds of years, we've been singing that same old Negro song. But yet, there are only a few trying to make the change. There are only a few of them who still remain. They're trying to fight an endless war. Everywhere we turn, there's another closed door. We together as one can beat this system and gain, put down all the wrongdoers and put them to shame. It's not just the man who's holding us back. It's also brothers who are selling the crack. But let's straighten them out and help one another. Make yourself proud to say you're my sister and I'm your brother. Take from the man what he gives you to receive. Use it the right way and don't be naive. Don't be too proud to try and do it on your own. Go to another and turn his house into a home. Always remember to put others first. And whenever you think your life is bad, remember there is always someone's life that's worse. That's real. going down at your boy, you know what I'm saying? DGR, you know what I'm saying? Famous poet. Yeah, DGR. That's how I gotta, that's my poetic name, DGR, because you got to use your government and all that shit. But yeah, that's how we're doing the wetty wet, you know what I'm saying? Wednesdays, bringing everybody up in the building. Y'all back in the building live on Wrecking the Game Radio.
Yeah.
That's
your boy,
one for my people's right there.
That's your hot though.
Appreciate it. That's one for my people's right there. You know what I'm saying? Little Black Power movement. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, trying to get our people to wake up, man. What the fuck going on? We sleeping still. You know what I'm saying? Shit. Blast some cold turkey on your face. Some water, cold turkey, whatever it takes. You know. We got a new caller up in the building. Caller. Hello. And that's who it is. Dobro Noich. Noich is in the building. It's Tasha Triple X. Yeah, good. I don't really know. Kako C.
Yeah, what's up, Miss Tasha?
Hey, Boldhead. How you doing, baby?
I'm good.
What is you stacking something up, boy?
Yeah.
Oh, like stacking pallets or something?
Nah.
Oh.
I'm putting stuff on pallets.
Oh. Getting ready to move it on now.
Yep.
All right. That's what's up. Well, hey, Miss Tasha, how you doing today, baby girl? My co-host is in the building, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm okay. I'm just really tired and drained and shit.
Yeah.
But I'm good. Had a really, really rough day today, so, like, I'm just tired. I'm sorry I missed the first hour of this show.
Oh, it's all good, baby. As long as you here, girl, you know what I'm saying? That was importante. I guess that's the Spanish, you know what I'm saying, for important. Yeah. And, you know, so it's going down today, you know, I'm just starting to read the old good part of the day, the wetty wet part of the day, you know, finna get into some poetry. I got some soul poetry
okay.
I'm going to be playing up on here today. I got to find Shy Romance. I got a song from her, too, but I thought it was on this switchboard, but it might be on damn F-Bomb Radio. I'm thinking that's where it's at because I don't see it. So I'm going to have to upload that one, though, and definitely get that on. That's my shit. Woman I Am, that's my shit. Yeah. Yeah, it's on the damn other one. All right, so I got to go and find it. So how's everything, baby? What's up? I heard about your show. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to the dedication. You have to go back in the archive and give it a listen. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It was really so much of a dedication. It was just more so just before I needed to do something for her. But I'm going to do a dedication on Thursday, I think. A proper one. I'm going to talk about her.
Oh, this is, that's fucked up. Now, sorry for the laugh, though. I clicked into the chat room, and net, has figured out the name of my show is Wetty Wet, and I made it because of net, you know what I'm saying? That's why I call it Wetty Wet. So, shouts out to net in the chat room. Yeah, I had to mute Ballhead because he at work. Shouts out. Hey, Ballhead, though, if you want to, you know what I'm saying, get back into the conversation, just press the 1, and then it'll put the little hand up, and I'll, you know what I'm saying, click you back in. It's all good. Nobody G thing. But now I thought it was a male that passed away. I didn't know it was a female.
No, it was a really close friend of mine since high school, and, yeah. Like been really tight since.
Yeah. Damn, 2009 just ain't been the end of. Well, I guess towards this end of it ain't been going copacetic for everybody because you know lost a lot of big stars. Everybody lost a personal friend. You know what I'm saying? Or two. So, you know, it's been trying times, but, you know, I guess that means 2010 is going to be what it do then. It's going to be an upslope, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, but we'll see how that goes, you know what I'm saying? We'll see how that goes. Yeah. But, you know, you got that. That's I ain't got no words for that. Anytime somebody lose somebody, I ain't got words for it. You know, because there ain't really nothing you can say. I don't know, you know what I'm saying, how you felt about the person, you know what I'm saying? And you'll never know how a person feels about a person. So, you know, that's why I just say, you know, apologies to you. Ball head, go ahead, though, buddy. You back in.
Yeah, hey, I believe Miss Tasha Triple X could have got that governor assistant or whoever he was. She could have got him talking a lot more, man.
Oh, yeah. I'm gonna have to make another call back and we get another government official on the line. Because that number gets you to one senator, but, yeah, he can send you to anybody. He gonna keep sending you to anybody. So, yeah, we have to get that call back. Yeah, earlier, Tasha, we made a call to Senator Nelson. Actually, we was trying to get to Obama, but we couldn't reach Obama's personal number, so we got to Senator Nelson. And we talked to one of his staff members, Mr. Keenan, and you know, he gave us a little insight on what's going on with the workings of our government. Until the end of it, I told him that he was on the radio, and then he put us on some goddamn Jeopardy music and shit, and told us to hold on. I said, "All right, son of a bitch, hold on to this," and hung up on his ass. Yeah, we had a whole. Shit, what, 10, 15, 20-minute little conversation?
Yeah, about a 15, 20-minute.
Yeah, I asked him everything from the troops, goddammit, when the troops coming home, to what's your opinion on Obama's fake-ass health care reform, to all that. He answered. and he answered before he knew what the fuck he was even doing. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, he answered. Yeah, thank you, brother. Appreciate that. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you have to run that back. We got a little political on the first half of the show, you know what I'm saying? Don't give me no phone number. Tell me to call it, goddammit. I don't give a shit if it's a fucking Pope. You can call his ass behind that glass bubble, goddammit. What's going down? Shit. But, yeah, that's what we did a little earlier. That's how we popped off the first part of the show, you know? And
wow,
it was good.
I have to go back and listen.
Yeah, it was I can say it was interesting for the most part. It was definitely, I mean, but it was informative to let you know that you can call your public official, and if somebody gonna answer, because you always think that, you know what I'm saying, you'll get like we called the senator's number, and his answer machine picked right up. But if you hold on the line, it'll transfer you back out to somebody on his staff, to a live person. So that's, you know what I'm saying, that's what we did. Shit. I was going to leave his ass a message too, but, you know, didn't have to do that. Didn't have to do that. Goofy Bone was on the line. I don't know what the hell happened.
No.
All right. Shouts out to Beast McNasty that just came up off in here, you know. And shouts out to this next poet. This is...
What's up, McNasty?
Yeah, how you say her name? Sindrin Marut? Soul Poetry's name? I think is how you say her name. Sindrin Marut. But if you can't pronounce that, Soul Poetry, for short. And we're going to get into this. This is called Shall We Enjoy the Silence? Right here live on Wet It Wet Wednesdays. It's Wrecking the Game Radio. The hell the track is that? Oh, righty then. Oh, here we go.
Soundless words are screamed. Unformed thoughts vibrate. And I hear the music from the speed. The air is heavy but lively. The dance floor is inviting. And I will dance with you tonight. Your hand is coming closer now. Will it lead me to the heart of space? Shall we enjoy the silence for once? And if the music is still playing, God will turn it into tears of delight. Smiling gestures flatter around. The purity of your face
tonight dazzles my senses, numbs my tongue. Oh, I will dance with you before long. Your eyes shall meet mine for a while, then the dance floor will be ours. Our lips are coming closer now. Will our kiss make me feel the heart of space? Shall we enjoy the silence for once? And if the music is still playing, God will turn it into tears of delight. Yes, I shall enjoy the silence, even for the shortest dance.
Right. That's some soul poetry right there going down right here on Wet Wet Wednesday, reading this good poetry, kicking off in the air. You know what I'm saying? Y'all can check out Miss Sindrin Marut, a.k.a. Soul Poetry, at www.soulpoetrysite.com. You know what I'm saying? If y'all want to download her new CD that's out, and it's going down. Check her out. It's real big right there. You know what I'm saying? And I got a new song I want to get into because I'm still looking for Shy Romance's song. And Ralphie Boy, this is sent by my dog Goofy Bone, and this is, I believe, an urban. Let me hold on. I might let me make sure. Yes, this is an urban miracle production. This is Ralphie Boy, and it's called Get It. Tell me what you think right here live, Wrecking the Game Radio. Ralphie Boy. Ralphie Boy. Yeah, that's Ralphie Boy, you know what I'm saying? You know, doing it real big. And I got one more. I'm going to go ahead before I bring everybody back on the Lizang. Kick me another one, you know what I'm saying, for y'all. This is called Life. You know what I'm saying? Write shit about my peoples, man. That's what I'm about, my motherfucking peoples. And goes a little love, something like this. Life. Life comes and goes, like the days and the seasons. Why do people kill each other? Do you know the reason? All this hatred and racism, will it ever end? Will the world ever realize that we can all live together as friends? It's a small possibility that there. Wait a minute. Yeah, it's a small possibility that there will ever be peace. We need to beautify the world like the ocean's coral reef. Love and happiness are the things we should express instead of worrying about the reasons that got us in this mess. Coming together hand in hand while we figure out this plan is the only way we can learn to love our fellow man. So the next time you think about the world, what's wrong and what's right, try to figure out a solution that will give us all a better life. All right, no need for motherfucking hand applauses, goddamn it. I'm already copyrighted. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, going down real big. This is Wet It Wet Wednesdays, man, coming from your homie. I don't have it. I heard about it. Motherfucker, I just told you, I got it. Sorry, y'all. I'm cussing out Security Ron, who was hitting me up via Yahoo Messenger. Yeah, and going down real big. So I'm finna play it, because I told him I got a new track by Petey Weedstraw. We're going to be playing that on here. It's called We Juk. You know what I'm saying? Got a new one. Yeah. So shouts out to Miss Old Portia. See, she just jumped off up in there. Yeah, we played, we got off into one track earlier, you know what I'm saying, by Miss Sindrin Marwat, yeah, there we go, Marwat. Hey, I might be topping her name, fucking her name up. My bad, Sindrin, my bad, you soul poetry shit, I can say that, soul poetry. And we played Shall We Enjoy the Silence. I got Think Upon These Things coming up, you know what I'm saying, in a hot second, you know. But it's going down, you know. We're keeping it real right here, live on the show. I got to get an update. What's going on up there in Aussie land?
Aussie land, I don't
know. All righty, and that's the news for Aussie land. And we're getting some more news. Oh, I'm sorry. What happened?
Aussie. nothing really. Just got caught in the rain today, which kind of sucked because I was freezing.
Raining
in Aussie. Yeah, nothing really going on here. I haven't really been paying attention to the news, to be honest, because I haven't really tuned into the news for the past few days. And I don't know, but everything's okay, I guess.
All right, that's what's up. All right, we're coming back after this song. Who that? What happened?
I said I'm sorry, I don't have much to say today. I'm just not.
Just not here. Just.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well.
But I'm so I had
hang
to
in
come
one.
By. Thanks,
hang
baby.
In hang in there, and be a brighter day, you know. A brighter day.
And by the way, Beast McNasty says your poem was tight. He likes it.
Oh, yeah. Appreciate that. I got a couple of more till we get into the erotic side of the poetry. You know what I'm saying? That goes down in the next 9 minutes. We'll be getting down to the freaking diggy side of the poetry. So, man, y'all can hang up if you don't want. You know, I ain't talking to you motherfuckers, though. This is strictly for the ladies. Strictly for the ladies. Yeah, and I hope you're not feeling it. This is Petey Weedstraw right here live. This is a Wrecking the Game Entertainment world premiere. You know what I'm saying? I'm the first one with this track. It has been sneaked and leaked to me by the producer, Mr. T. Collins. This track ain't supposed to be out, but I got it right here first live for the peoples. And y'all know Petey Weedstraw is from Get Loose featuring Skinny Sean. So this is his second in solo project, and this is called We Juk. So this is right here live on Wrecking the Game Radio. Right, Thunderbird, goddammit. Yeah, Thunderbird. Yeah, we still drinking it in 2009, goddammit. Yeah, 20 years, motherfucker, we still drinking Thunderbird. Ah, man. Shout out to Thunderbird wine, man. You know, I used to own a couple of dogs when I was young. To them little punk motherfuckers used to follow me to school and to the store and shit and get their ass panged up trying to cross the street behind me and shit. Slid all down the street and all that. Dog hair all over the fucking road and shit. So I had to quit collecting puppies, you know what I'm saying? I buried too many of them in my backyard. And every time, you know what I'm saying, bring the motherfucker home, I don't bust up and shit. You know, mama say, shut it down, crying up, boy. You know, of course, we wouldn't have did that, we kids. So she'll go on that motherfucker, get old bottle of that motherfucking Thunderbird. What? Shit, two cap fools, and I love you even more. Yeah, because we will sleep after that. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to Thunderbird. Live right here on Record of Game Radio, man. You in the building. DJ smells so good. Miss Tasha Triple X. Man, we is holding it down from Florida all the way up to motherfucking Australia. And my dog Ballhead is still at work and listening in strangely. I'm trying to figure out how you do that. How do you stack and work and still listen to the show?
Hey, man, you know, you got to be, I don't know, I can't even explain it. Nah, they had this new technology. Actually, this shit ain't new, right? But it's called a Bluetooth, so that shit just stay up my head.
Yeah, man. Yeah, that's fucked up. Yeah. That's fucked up. Just send you some music. Hey, you a little late on that. Hey, I got something else I'm going to get into right here live. That was Petey Weedstraw. How you like that? First of all, let me get some critiques on that. That was the world premiere. How y'all feeling that track? Starting with Ballhead. How you feeling that track, brother?
Oh, it's all right. You know what I'm saying? That ain't my type of music, though. But it's all right. It's a little nice little club banger.
A little club banger? I thought I was in a video game at first. That bitch sounded like a video game. Mario Part 3 or something, you know what I mean? And you got to be careful who you have featured in your song. You feel me? Because Peter was doing his thing. But whoever the fuck that little kid was that he got singing second, no. That's enough. That's all I'm going to say about that. That's enough. But anyways, you know, so be careful who you put on your songs, man. If they talking about, oh, yeah, I'm fire. I got that heat. I spit. It's the difference spitting on the mic and actually rapping into the mic. You don't need somebody getting up there. No. You don't want that. But, yeah. Shouts out to Petey Weedstraw. Miss Tasha, you feeling that song?
Yeah, it was all right.
Yeah, it was one of them.
Sorry.
It started right. And went down. You know what I'm saying? Like, well, no. Yeah, Thunderbird. Shouts out to Thunderbird. For all y'all don't know nothing about that Thunderbird, you know, all our Southern folks, you know, all the way up to Texas know about that Thunderbird. You know about Thunderbird?
Me? The only Thunderbirds I know is the cartoon or the movie.
Oh, damn, man. He still took it back. Thunderbirds and shit. I remember that cartoon. God damn. That was so bad. That's a motherfucking throwback. Well,
I was scared of
Thunderbirds
when I was younger because, like,
what?
That fucking so ugly. They used to scare the shit out of me. They were ugly, man.
Oh,
that was
okay.
So scary looking, fucking big googly eyes and shit. Ugh.
Hell nah. Girl, that's the money you could have been saving if you fucked with Geico. All right, well, since you said the big googly eyes, you know I had to throw that in there. Shit, I had to throw that in there. My bad.
You're funny.
I got another poem I'm finna read before I actually play a poem. All right? And I wrote this here, actually, because I kind of lied. I actually found this one, and I wrote this back in 1999. I wrote this while I was on a plane headed to Germany. Actually, that was 2000 then. Yeah, 2000. No, 2001. It was somewhere around there, goddamn it. It was somewhere around there. 99 to 2000 and something. That's when I wrote this. And I was sitting next to this white chick on the plane, cute white chick, you know what I'm saying? Which she sparked off, and I just pulled out a little mini notebook. And I had to start writing, you know what I'm saying? And then you'll discover why I stopped writing at the end. Mother, if I send you a link, what that mean? Yeah, I'm motherfucking. I'm live. People, if I send you a link, and you know that I normally do a show from 12 p.m. to 2 p.m., and I send you a link to click on, wouldn't you just click on the motherfucking link before you ask me if I'm live on the radio? I mean, it's not like, you know, brain science and shit. You know what I mean? I mean, all right. Anyways, before that. Yeah, before that upset, you know. This is called Sitting Next to a Stranger. This is written in by DGR. That's my poetic name, DGR, you know. And, yeah, I'm sitting next to a stranger. Her perfume smells like roses. As she silently reads her book to herself, I wonder if she notices that I'm thinking of her at this moment in time. She seems so nice, and her attitude is divine. As she sits there quiet, silently reading her book, I can't help but scan her body, focusing in for a better look. Could she be my type? I wonder to myself. Could we travel the world and share in its wealth? I think not. As I gaze upon her hand, I notice a small, shiny rock. Stuck in wonder, who's the blessed man? Does he know the treasures he's unearthed from the sand? Is she a genie from a lamp? I feel in my heart something magical is happening. She somehow is giving me a jump start. She makes me think about a woman in a totally different way. Cherish the opposite sex more every day. She kept me wandering quietly like a sheep in a manger. That's what happens when I'm sitting next to a beautiful stranger. It's going down live, man. Yeah, I write shit. I'm a visual poet myself. I like to look at your ass, girl, and just start writing about you. I write something about your motherfucking ass from head to fucking toe, from the follicles in your head to the crust on your toenails. I get to do it, girl.
Well,
I get it in.
Well, how about when we're in Vegas?
Oh, yeah,
we're
yeah,
in Vegas,
yeah, yeah. What's up?
You can write something about me.
That's a challenge or something, girl. Shit. Succulent pink lips like grapefruit that I peel. Good for my health. Ingested, yes, I will. On a daily basis, like SOS, you give it the best. You relieve my stress. You do things to me that I never have felt before. You are the love of my life, and I ain't even never met you before. How can that be?
Oh.
When it's only fantasy, because I believe in love and virtuality. Huh? That's just
wow.
A little something for you, girl. That's just a little something, you know what I'm saying? That's just a little something. I'm going to spit on your neck real quick, you know what I'm saying? Spit that on your neck. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Spit that on your neck. You know, go on now. Shouts out, man. We right here live. We ain't even got into it yet. You know, we ain't
well,
got
I've got someone calling in that's gonna spit something for us as well.
Oh,
so
well, that was up. That was
up. Oh, honey, that was lovely.
Oh.
I love you, Nelly. You're so beautiful. I can't wait to see you. I'm gonna squish the shit out of you. I swear to God.
Oh, good girl. Just watch out for the jewels, girl. Watch out for the jewels. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know my family needs them. You know, to keep the riches going on.
You're funny.
Hey, I'm going to get off into this old poetry. This is Think Upon Those Things. And again, you can check out her new CD at www.soulpoetrysite.com. And I will drop the link in the chat room so everybody can go and check that out. There you go. Bye, y'all. You're going to check that out. Motherfucking Ron Security. Avant Boys. Okay, I'll check them out. New Avant Boys. We'll check them out. That's coming from Ron Security of Beat Rocker Productions. He's on the Yahoo chat, chatting to me on the side. Yeah. Since we got some old people off in the chat room, Net, do me a favor and drop that link again, man, so y'all can all see how the motherfucking Russians and the Germans dissed the shit out of Obama. And ain't want to shake that motherfucker's hand. So, but y'all don't want to hear my opinion on it anyways. You know, I tell you anyway, I don't give a shit. But I don't, you know, hey, y'all call me unpatriotic. I don't give a shit either. Damn it. I helped build this country. I helped make this country what the fuck it is. I know because I'm here living it every single day. And everything that I'm doing is helping reform this country, make this country a better place. The networking that we do on these radio stations. You know what I'm saying? We the motherfucking ones that's bringing change. President ain't doing shit for no motherfucking change. Anyways, I ain't going there. I got a whole special show that's dedicated. It's going to be dedicated to the government. and we're going to have a whole two-hour show where we're going to be calling up all the senators I can motherfucking think of, and we're going to be asking them some real fucking questions like we did earlier. So if y'all run the archive back, we talked to Senator Bill Nelson, who was the senator for Florida, you know what I'm saying? And I asked his ass some, you know, a couple of little, not hardball questions, not real hardball, but questions that, you know what I'm saying, if he knew he was recorded, he wouldn't answer the motherfuckers the way he answered them. And then after he answered them, I let his ass know, well, hey, man, just to let you know what I'm saying, I'm a radio host live right here on the radio, you know what I'm saying, and, like, thank you for participating. And then, you know, about 3-4 minutes after that, he was like, wait a minute, didn't you just say we're on the radio? Yep, you bet you was on the radio. Yes, that motherfucker, well, hold on, please, hold on. That motherfucker put me on hold, that son of a bitch ain't never come back, so it's all good. You know, I got Smines. Smines is in the archive. You know what I'm saying? Smines is in the archive. So, yeah, y'all look out for that, man. I don't know what day it's going to be, but, yeah, we're going to get it in. This is a little different view, but same thing. Oh, okay. All right. Shouts out to Miss Quiet Storm up in the building, net. You know what I'm saying? Representing hotels.com / Expedia.com. Beast McNasty, Goofy, boom, Straight Loc Records on. Of course, my sexy, ooh. Got to take my finger and lick my fingers real quick. Hold on. Got to put myself out. You know what I'm saying? Miss Tasha Triple X. And,
You're fucking retarded.
Yeah, sometimes shit be so hot you got to lick your finger like, whoa, put that out. Ah, man. And Miss Quiet Storm, Soul Poetry, and my dog, all the way from motherfucking ATL, Mr. Ballhead himself, you know what I'm saying? Showing all y'all motherfucking unemployed ass, waiting for your unemployment check ass motherfuckers out there. That damn it, jobs are still open.
Can I just shout out to Miss Quiet Storm? She is so beautiful. She is so amazing. I love that woman so much. She's so sweet. I tuned into her show the other week, and you know, I had a bit to say on what the topic was about and stuff, and just her words, just what she said, was just so sweet, so beautiful, and it made so much sense. You're an amazing woman, Miss Quiet Storm. I just want to say that and say thank you.
Right. Let me play this song for you then. This is Luther Vandross, So Amazing. So amazing you are to me. Yeah, I don't remember the rest of the song and shit, so harm with me. Amazing. You know, that's how we do. You don't remember shit. You got to sing half the verse, you know. Harm the rest of it, goddammit. But shout out to Miss Quiet Storm, man. That's what it do. You know what I'm saying? One of our lovely Blog Talk Radio hosts. You know what I'm saying? Holding it down. And once again, we are playing Miss Sindrin Maruat. And if I'm saying it wrong, call in and curse me out, but I believe that's right. AKA Miss Soul Poetry. You know what I'm saying? You need to check out her new CD. And I believe it's called, hold on. Let me click the link. Let me give you all the info because I'm sitting up here. Ain't with my damn. Let me give y'all some info before I play her song. Y'all hold on. Give y'all a little mini. A little mini interview. Damn it. Damn it. Stop. Can't even click on the link. All right, here we go. We on soulpoetrysite.com and they all rejoiced. Sindrin Maruat. And let me enter. Only those who listen. Okay, soul's greatest honor is to serve God. Man's greatest honor is to follow his soul. Only those who listen will truly understand. And in French, that is l'honneur de l'âme est de servir Dieu. L'honneur de l'homme est d'écouter son ami sous les Etres Attentives Comprenet Romit, something like that. And that was in French, I believe. I don't speak French. I just play it. You know? Yeah, so here we go. Born in France, now living in Canada. Give y'all a little brief synopsis on Miss Indrin. And she wants people to see that spirituality and God are not the same vain words, which they are not. And they can help you to overcome the greatest hurdles and make you a better individual in the world. And bienvenue. Je me parle. No, I can't read all that. The essence. Yeah, y'all can also check out on ReverbNation.com. Look up Sindrin Maruat. And, you know, she got a lot more tracks on there. Death Unleashed, True Art, On the Wings of Oblivion. And the one that I'm about to play, and that is Think Upon Those Things. So, make sure y'all check out. And, she had to send me a personal message. Oh, man. Hey, I know French. I know French. French fries, goddammit. French fries. Shit. Wee. This is Think Upon Those Things, Miss Soul Poetry, right here live on Wrecking the Game Radio. Wetty Wet Wednesdays. Yeah, that's how I do it. DJ smells so good.
Hush, 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 baby, hush. The lull of the world will come. Nascent dreams and fantasies open the door to freedom. Hush, hush, baby, hush. Let the tears flow evenly in the apex of your mind and feel the light through your spine. Think upon those things that make us human. Think upon those words that turn us against one another. Think about those instants when change soars into the sky, when you feel limitless, impervious to sorrow. So, next time you curse the world, remember that you are part of it. Remember your significance in the eyes of the beholder. Then, and only then, will you be able to think of beauty. But right now, hush, and think upon those things.
That's some deep thinking right there. Think about those things. I just sent her a little deep private message. You know what I'm saying? I said, she said, thanks for playing my track. And I said, well, you are me, and I can only play things, and I can only love things that are me. You know what I'm saying? Because I love myself. And if you are a poet, then that means you're just like me. You know what I'm saying? You're expressive. You know what I'm saying? You're a lover of life. And so therefore, you know what I'm saying? I love you like I love myself. So, yeah, I can only support you, you know what I'm saying? Because, hey, supporting you means I support myself and everything that I'm trying to do. And that should be an expression to the world, a guiding light to the people. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, there you go. I had to break that down until you get a little deep off up in there. You know what I'm saying? Off up in there. So, y'all already know what time it is, man. We into that time where I got to go ahead and get a little erotic on y'all. And, send y'all. Y'all a little something to listen to. It's coming from your boy. Smelling so good. I wrote this in by the chick. I was sitting in class one day. This was in high school. I wrote this. Damn. And as I started reading these, I started remembering actually where I wrote all this shit at. And you know, I actually thought I wrote everything in junior high, but I guess I did. This was written by the blonde-haired chick in my, what was that, law studies class? Yeah. Shouts out to Mr. Taglarini. Yeah, that was my dog. And that's weird. I can remember all this shit from high school. I'm 31 years old, and I still remember my motherfucking law studies teacher and a chick in that class. Wow. Anyways, this first one is called What I See and Seek. And this is actually, you know, written personally. So if it sounds like I'm talking about you, then goddamn let the shoe fit and wear it. What I see and seek. Tall, creamy skinned, hair silky and unique. Through my dark eyes, it is you that I seek. Soft, subtle, and also rare, your voice is mesmerizing as it makes brothers stare. Dreaming of you on a lonely night makes me want to hold your beautiful body tight. If I had a chance to make you mine, I'd give you the world and also the time. Walking alone together on a cool summer's night, as I whisper teasing things to you and we play fight. When I look across the way and start looking at all of you, every time you turn around, I don't know what to do. Every time I see your face, your beauty makes me limp and weak. The reason for this is you are what I see, and you are what I seek. Yeah, a little something, something, a little something, something, you know what I'm saying? Written to one of the chicks, you know what I'm saying, back in the day, you know what I'm saying? And I wrote, yeah, thank you, baby, appreciate that, you know? Appreciate that.
We got a caller as well. Did you want to unmute them?
Oh, okay, here we go, we live, people, we live. Quadruple ones, you live.
what's going on, bro?
Tell it like a villain, what's happening?
I can't call it, man. This your boy Beast, man.
Oh, okay, Beast McNasty's in the building, people. What it do? What it don't do?
Not much, man. I'm actually at work right now. What's going on, sweetheart? I'm actually at work right now, so I'm going to have to make this quick, but, you know what I'm saying, I got a few of my peoples actually saying, listening. My lieutenant is actually listening. He said he's really feeling your show, but I got to make this quick. I just wanted to do something. You know what I'm saying?
Lieutenant, what, you in the military?
Yeah, I'm in the Air Force.
Okay, shouts out to my branch of the military that don't do a lot. Hey, Air Force.
Oh, my God.
This is some shit. This is strictly for the ladies. I mean, fellas, you know what I'm saying? You could definitely.
That's what I'm talking about.
This is strictly for the ladies, though. You feel me? So I'm going to get into this real quick. It's not complete yet, so. You know what I'm saying? I could definitely give y'all part two on another day, but all right, real quick.
Brace yourself, lady.
All right. Listen, I'm the type of dude you can call a freak. I'm the type to eat the pussy till she fall asleep. I rip your clothes off, baby, then I'm taking you. Fuck around and had the neighbors thinking that I'm raping you. Listen, I want to fuck you on some stacks of cash. I'm going to kiss your neck, pull your hair, slap your ass. I got a reputation, yeah, you know, Sean Crazy. Look, my dick about the size of your arm, baby. I treat the pussy like a drum, yeah, I beat it up. Give you nice, slow, long strokes, then speed it up. I keep it real all day, boo, it's no frontin'. We start around 10 and be finished about 4-something. It's like a peep show, better yet, a freak show. But I don't care how fine you are, I ain't touching your feet, yo. I slap them ass cheeks, baby, till your booty swole. By the way, listen, ma, I'm not licking your booty hole. Take them panties off, ma. Yeah, rip the thong. I have you calling me daddy like that girl on Twista song. You bust a nut, fuck it, ma. I make you bust another one. I'ma dick this little girl down until I make her mother come. Listen, ma, we can fuck to a good song. I'm like Subway. I'm giving out a foot long. I'ma work it out, baby. It's like exercise. Matter of fact, like Goofy Bone said, ma, sexercise. I drive you crazy, boo, the way y'all be licking you, ripping you. I make you come 4 times before I put my dick in you. That's all I got right now, yo. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
definitely
shit.
Give y'all, you know what I'm saying, part two or whatever.
God. Let me
may be the first one to comment on that.
I am window just started screaming, no more, no more.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
I have to be the first to comment on that shit. That was hot, Miss Nasty. That was fucking hot. Oh, my God.
That's what it is, but yeah.
I want that.
Pop, the next time you do a show, Smells So Good, I'm going to come and give y'all part two, but you know what I'm saying? Shouts out to everybody, man. Thanks for letting me come by and do that real quick. I got to get back to work and shit. But
hey, shouts out. Hey, send your unit and everybody a shout out, because I'm going to get into this goofy bone sex exercise. Go ahead and give your unit and everybody a shout out. You know what I'm saying?
Shouts out. Nah, I don't want to get them no shout outs because I hate these dudes right now, to be honest. So, no, I just want to shout everybody out on Blog Talk.
Damn. Well, shit, shout out to your lieutenant, goddammit. He right there listening. Shit. No,
I
was fucking bad.
I
want to
shout out your lieutenant. Shout out to the lieutenant. Shout out to everybody, every single fine man in uniform over there. Oh, my God.
Well, fuck that. All y'all sexy-ass women in them tight-ass skirts and shit. Fuck all that. I don't know nothing about all that other shit.
Whatever.
Man. That's how Beast McNasty, you know what I'm saying? Call it in and represent, man. That's what do. 510, you was in the building. What's happening?
Hey, how you doing? This is Miss Quiet Storm. Hi, Miss Tasha. Hi,
oh,
everybody.
There you go.
Hey, how are you?
How you doing?
I'm good. Yeah. I had to walk away from my desk because I work with such lovely people.
You work with such lovely people.
Yeah. I call them the WBC. But they are who they are. I don't know if I'm even allowed to say what that stands for on the air.
Who? If it's cursing, yes. If it's clean, no.
Oh, well, then I can't say it.
No, we won't do no clean shit on the show, no.
I can say it?
Yeah, I don't do all the clean shit on the show.
I have nicknamed my department the Witches and Bitches Crew because they have worked so diligently to try to make my life miserable.
What?
But, hey, stay on top of it. Keep your head up. Keep it moving.
Well, I got. Let me put something in your ear. Try to make your day go by a little bit smooth. How about that?
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
No,
this is what I do if we was alone. You know what I'm saying? Sweet like a cherry that I lick all night.
Wow.
I always imagine you holding my body tight. Relaxed, just cooling while playing around, making high and low pitch sounds as we lie on the ground. This is what I like to do when we're alone. Caressing and stroking your body with my hand, give you a sweet treat like I'm the candy man. Strawberries, oranges, bananas from above are the tools that are used when it's time for sweet love. Taking pictures of your body when we're at home. This is what I like to do when we're alone. Talking together about our relationship. With a bottle of wine, we slowly sip. Touching each other in all the right spots. Knowing damn well it makes both of us hot. Not caring about a thing or having to worry. We take our time with each other. Wait a minute. Oh, sorry, my bad. I fucked up the whole groove. We take our time when we make love, because there is no hurry. This is what I like to do when we're alone. I got to read the whole part again, all right? Talking together about our relationship with a bottle of wine we slowly sip. Touching each other in all the right spots, knowing damn well it makes both of us hot.
Wow.
Not caring about a thing or having a worry. We take our time when we make love because there is no hurry. This is what I like to do when we're alone.
Wow.
How about if we sit up late night? Can I sit up late night with you, girl? Huh?
Wow.
Because I'm sitting up late night waiting for sleep, massaging your body. Your smell so sweet. Your hair so long. Your hair so soft. Makes me want to get aboard your love train and never get off. Come with me and I'll keep you from harm. Let me entice you with my deep voice. Seduce you with my charm. My arms wrapped around your arms, swaying side to side, makes me think of a roller coaster. Let me take you for a ride. Get into my love seat. Put your seatbelt on. Hang on for the ride. It's going to be hot and long. No sex is involved. Keeping our secrets that are told. Work up a sweat with your soul. Careful not to lose control. For love is something that's worth more than gold.
Wow.
Yeah. It's going down. It's probably song, girl.
Yeah, you threw it down.
Nah,
you threw it down. You know,
hey.
You know, see, you just gave me the answer to why women with short hair get weaves. You went to talking about running.
Nah,
hair.
That ain't got nothing.
Like, wow.
I'm a, well, okay. I like long hair.
Short hair. I understand that. But
I do. I like
with
I
short
do.
Hair.
I'm going to have the right one for my short hair. I'm going
to
write one for my short hair, sister. I'm at all my short hair sisters out there. I'm going to have to, you know, I'm going to write one for y'all. I'm going to write one for y'all, you know what I'm saying?
I'm sorry. I'm going to grow up one day. I just haven't decided what day. But that's what went through my head. I was like, dang, a sister with short hair will just be, baby, I'll be back. I'm going to go get a weave real quick so you can run my your fingers through my hair.
No.
For real, that's what she would do. I'm sorry.
Go to the chat room real quick. We can go to the chat room. I know we got a couple people saying, thank you. Oh, yeah, shouts out to us, Soul Poetry. Yeah, you already know. And, yeah, you know what I'm saying? And got 1-2 minutes left, you know what I'm saying? This is just a thank you for all y'all ladies out there. You know what I'm saying? If your man will never give you a motherfucking thank you, you know what I'm saying? Which, yeah, sometimes we do fall off. Let me tell you one little situation. I'm sitting at my cousin's house the other day. His girl on the computer playing, you know what I'm saying, playing around on the computer. My cousin in the kitchen making him a cup. I looked up at his girl on the computer. I see her shaking the glass. She's shaking her cup. He looked at me, and I know damn well he's seen her shaking that cup. He turned his motherfucking back, eased off to the side of the refrigerator, continued eating his food. Okay, ladies, what did he do wrong right there? I said, man, if you don't come in and get your goddamn girl cup and fix her a motherfucking something to drink, thank you, smell. See, you so, oh, I don't even like a woman telling me I'm sweet. I just hate seeing niggas not doing what the fuck you supposed to be doing in a relationship. You have to read and understand your mate. And if you know your mate is shaking a fucking cup in the air, she's thirsty. Go get her something to goddamn drink. If I got my cup in the air and I'm shaking it, and baby, you see me on the computer doing what I'm doing, go get me something to drink, please. Simple as that. And with that being said, thank you. I'm thanking you for all the love you gave. Every night I came home for your love I always craved. You were the boy that was missing in my life. I would have married you, but you were someone else's wife. Even though you were taken, my love for you was never shaken. I wanted to be with you, but you strayed away from me, so our love forever would never be. You kept me fiending for your love, other girls for you to the side I would shove. For the woman who has truly shown me love, the one whose persona is more peaceful than a dove, to the woman who showed me how to love, I say thank you. And for all my peoples out there, all my beautiful women out there, I love y'all. You know what I'm saying? And that's how it is. This is Wetty Wet Wednesday. Y'all is up in the building, wrecking the game, radio style. It's your boy DJ Smell So Good. Straight out of Tampa Bay, Florida. 8-1 trades on the map. Always, because they on my back like a tat, and I don't got none because I'm too black. And, you know, I appreciate everybody, you know what I'm saying, coming through the show, hanging out. And having a good time, you know what I'm saying? Please favorite my show. Mm-hmm. Click on that heart, you know what I'm saying? And favor me on the show, save me as a friend, all that good ish. I do come to everybody's show and try to sit in for a few minutes, you know what I'm saying? Show some love, get some education, because that's what the world is all about. Love and education, you know what I'm saying? So learn how to love somebody and you know how to love yourself. All right? And that's my words of wisdom. Like, thank Miss Quiet Storm, you know what I'm saying, for calling in. Definitely my dog Ballhead, you know what I'm saying, out of ATL, for showing us how to do it hard at work and still multitask, you know what I'm saying, and pick up some great information all at the same time. Like to thank the Air Force Beast McNasty for calling in, and of course, my co-host, which is the most, you know what I'm saying, and that's Miss Tasha Triple X, going down real big.
Shout out to you, baby. Shout out to you.
I hope y'all enjoyed yourself. Matter of fact, since the show is now officially over, and y'all on the VIP hour, I will go ahead and give y'all some VIP works. I'll get two VIP poems before I get up out of the building. And let me see what y'all want to hear. What y'all want to be into? How y'all feeling?
I'm feeling okay. I'm ready for bed, to be honest, but I'm feeling okay. I can sit back for a few more minutes and listen to something.
Well, while he's doing that, Miss Tasha, I want to tell you thank you so much for calling in Saturday. I was so happy to see you just come in the chat room, but when you called in and shared so openly, I was like, man, wow.
Oh,
I was so touched. Thank you
pleasure.
So much.
No,
wow.
It was nothing. It was nothing. It was definitely my pleasure.
It was nothing to you. It was the world to me. It really was. I mean that from my heart. I really do. I love you so much. I was telling everybody about you. Everybody, people that don't even know you, they're like, who's that? I'm like, it don't matter who it is. Let me tell you. It was like, who's this guy? I'm like, look, if you was on Blog Talk Radio, you would know who she is. Don't ask me them questions. Just go.
There you go.
Let me tell you about who she is. I said she's one of the sweetest people you ever want to meet.
Oh, you were so sweet. That's me
cry. I was. I don't take it lightly when people come out and support. I was really, really nervous. It was on domestic violence, and I was really nervous about doing that. I was having anxiety attacks all week. But
that's a big issue,
really,
too.
It is, and as a matter of fact, I've had several people say, you got to continue that. I'm like, I don't know. I might have to go fight somebody if I continue that. No, I don't know if I'm ready for that yet.
Yeah,
I might have to, because that's an issue I'll address, because I don't like nobody in that, I come from that background, you know what I'm saying, mom's, you know, fuck ass niggas putting their hand on my mama, and I'm too young to bust their ass up, you know what I'm saying,
right?
So, you know, and being a kid and experiencing that, you know, you won't, which I don't understand how kids that come from that go right back into that type shit. When you get older and your mama got her hands put on by another man, why would you, when you get older, put your hand on another woman?
Well, if the issue is not addressed and they don't get the proper psychological help, that just festers in them, you know, forever. And then they have to find, and that's the only way they know to release it. That's the only thing they know. So they, just as a person being abused needs help, children that witness it needs help, family members need to be helped. I mean, it affects not only the person being abused, it affects so many other people. And as a matter of fact, someone heard the show and said, I'm doing a conference next year. We want you to come do a presentation. I'm like, wow. Okay.
Wow.
So it's a word that we need to get out. It's a word that we need to get out. And I'm just grateful that I am a free woman, because, people tend to get a little, and I'm just, okay, well, you be that, but you need to be that somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a really bad way.
No that.
Thank you, Miss Tasha. I love you.
I love you too, baby. And it was definitely my pleasure. I was kind of, at the time, I was really like bored, tired, drained kind of thing. I just had a really rough week. And when I was having a browse through, and I seen that one, and I was like, I seen you one, and I was like, okay, let me have a look. And then I seen the actual topic. I was like, wow, this is definitely something I'm going to have to say something about, because I had to deal with that for so many years. Something I didn't say on your show was, I told you all about my ex and stuff like that, and, how I was physically abused and emotionally and mentally messed up by him. But, I've been, and still to this day, physically abused from my brother.
Mm-hmm.
Now, since I was maybe 13, maybe even 14 years old, was the first time he ever hit me. And He does it when he's really angry. He used to do it all the time when I was younger. So I was getting it from him. I was getting it from my ex as well. So it was kind of like I had to deal with both of them at the same time. It was so hard. It left me pretty messed up. But, I got by. There is a way to get by. I mean, like with my brother, there's not much I can do with that. I know people think I'm crazy. Oh, you know, report him, put his ass in jail, this and that. See, the things I don't understand, I'm very, very family orientated. My family means the world to me. I will do anything for my family. Now, my brother, I have no respect for. I couldn't care less what he does or whatnot. Me and my brother don't even talk. But I would never press charges on him because I know at the end of the day my family will turn their back on me because they will think I'm turning my back on my family. They will see it as a negative, and I don't want to lose my family because of that. I know at the end of the day they will come around, they'll see the light or whatever, but I don't want to have to put my parents through that. I know what my mom's like. She stresses herself to the point where she wants to die. She feels like she was going to die. And if I was to do that to her son, I think I'd probably bury her 6 feet under. And I don't want to have to be the cause of that. So I just have to kind of sit back and deal with it. But when my brother's around, I go in my room or I leave the house or whatever. I'd stay the fuck away from him, basically. I have to. I mean, you know, last time he hit me was a few months ago, and because he was just angry, he was just lashing out and stuff. We got into a massive fight, but, I kind of just block it out, kind of block out the pain. But as far as a boyfriend or something physically hurting me again, oh, my God, that's never going to happen again, I tell you. Tell you what. But, I didn't address the whole subject with my brother because that was a whole new topic, and a different, it's just hard to kind of talk about my brother, but, I just have to deal with it with him, I just have to, and people don't understand, people think, oh, no, you shouldn't have to deal with that, and I know I shouldn't have to deal with that, but at the end of the day, my family.
Yeah, when it's in home, though, you know what I'm saying, it's not like he's staying, you know, they cross town or some shit like that. You know what I'm saying? When you're staying in home and you got to deal with a problem and face a problem every day, that's a problem. That's a problem, shit. It's a motherfucking problem. If I come home every day and I'm beefing with anybody, I don't even damn if it's the next door neighbor. If I come home every day and we exchanging words, that's a problem, which is going to lead to a bigger problem. It's going to lead to a problem because I'm going to get tired of him running his motherfucking mouth. And I'm going to do something about the problem. Same way in relationships, you know what I'm saying? But, I mean, the way I look at it is you got to see them telltale signs, you know what I'm saying, when the shit first pop off. When that first motherfucker come in there yelling at the top of his head, whoa, we already got a problem. We already got a problem that's going to lead to somewhere else. Because I can't even take your yelling. I can't even take that. So I know I can't take nothing else that you're going to dish out. So we're going to need to go ahead and squash this like right now and find out how we can, you know what I'm saying, come to terms with whatever's wrong with you. Well, it don't need to affect me because that's how, you know, 95% of relationships break up because of somebody else is doing. And it ain't even because of what y'all doing in a relationship. It's because of some other shit that's going on in somebody's life, and then they bring that shit into the relationship. I don't want to hear that shit. If your homeboy's crying on your shoulder, don't come crying on your girl's shoulder about what your homeboy is doing in their relationship. You bringing their relationship into your relationship.
Right.
Don't do that. Don't go share with the preacher or somebody, but don't bring that home to your significant other. And that's a vice versa. You sitting around gossiping with your girls, and Joe did this with his girl, and then you come home, and you talking about, well, Joe did this to Sherry, and Sherry, fuck all that. Our relationship ain't got nothing to do with what the hell's going on to the wayside. This is us over here. And that's what people need to concentrate on, us, just us. Everybody else going to be doing what they do, and everybody ain't going to live a perfect relationship because they ain't trying to work on a perfect relationship, whether that's family or whether that's friends or significant other. So some people, you just, even if it's family, you know what I'm saying? Some people, I don't talk to some of my family members. Hey, we family, but I mean, I'm on this earth to live for me and everybody who wants to be around me and be for me. Anybody else, shit, nah, I ain't got time to talk to you. You know what I'm saying? I dissed a lot of my cousins, you know what I'm saying? Even my brother for a little while because he writing stupid-ass letters from the prison talking ignorant. How you going to tell me what the hell to do when you sitting behind some damn walls and can't take it and can't take care of nothing?
Yeah.
And
Tasha, I really hope your brother gets some help before.
He do. He needs
really
some. He do.
He
need, yep. Not family counseling. Not family counseling. Not where y'all
need to learn how to manage that anger because
yeah. ain't nothing,
he will
ain't
mess
chill.
Around and end up in prison and kill somebody. You know, just because he's having a bad day. So
no,
I will
definitely be praying
for your brother.
It's more with my brother. Like, he's really messed up on drugs as well. So when he's high, he's okay. I could sit there and talk to my brother when he's high. But when he's coming down off that hard shit, that's when you got to watch out. That's when I leave. That's when I leave
the house. He's getting high to escape something, though. I mean, when I smoke weed, I'm smoking because somebody done stressed me out.
It's not just weed. It's not just weed, Snelly.
No,
like,
no, I'm just comparing a mild drug. I ain't talking about them hard drugs because people take harder drugs because they're going through harder shit.
Yeah.
And the weed just stops working for them. You know what I'm saying? That's why people go to smoking, hitting powder, and hitting, you know, all that hard crack and meth and all that heavy shit because the weed just don't do. Alcohol just won't wash my pain away.
Right.
Yeah.
So I have to take it to another level. You know what I'm saying? That's why people do it. Take it to another level. You know, and then it's unintentional
and
though.
You got to deal with the root. And you got to deal with the symptoms of what's causing you to abuse or causing you to abuse the drugs or abuse a person. Because if you don't deal with the root issue, one of my best friends, she went off and on in drugs from the age of 16 to 40 to about 40, her early 40s. And it was just, for her, we couldn't figure out why. What is it that's triggering you? And one of the things later down the line was a job that she had was too stressful for her. And once she quit that job and went to work somewhere else, she's been now clean almost 4 years. So you got to deal with the root of what's causing that. What's making you angry? What's making you go out and seek to hide? What are you hiding from? Because you can't run from your problems. I don't care how high you get. When you come down, that problem is still going to be there. So unless you deal with what's causing that and the root of that and pull that root up and kill it, you're going to continually have that problem. And then you got to learn how to manage your life. You got to learn how to deal with those situations that would normally be triggered in positive, constructive ways, because if you don't, you'll self-destruct, and you will probably more than likely take somebody else with you when you self-destruct. You hear all the time about people who kill their families and then commit suicide.
Which ain't have nothing to do. The kids ain't have shit to do with you losing your motherfucking job. But you so worried about, well, damn, now I can't take care of the kids. I'm out, take them out. What kind of shit is that?
Yeah. And so it's a real bad situation, especially, I mean, any type of abuse, whether you're abusing drugs, whether you're abusing another person, alcohol, whatever it is. I had an uncle that was so bad off that he finally just said, let me die how I want to. So I stepped back and I said, y'all can do what y'all want to for him.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, it's hard. It is hard. And it's just that's just an example of how any kind of abuse can tear a family apart. It can tear a family apart, and that's why it's an issue that needs to be dealt with. It's something that people – what kills me is even in the church it happens and people don't want to talk about it.
Yeah,
but the thing is, I understand exactly what you're saying. I could not agree with you both more, but the thing is he thinks that we've all got the problem. He can't admit that he has a problem. So there's no way he's going to go get help. So we're just going to have to deal with it.
Right.
It's just, that's just one thing that we're dealing with right now with him, but there's so many other things. Like, he is just,
he's not
going
to get help until he's ready to get help, until he comes to grips with how detrimental. I mean,
and I really don't think he ever will. He's been like this since he was, 14, 15. He's now 37. He'll never come to terms with, he'll never be man enough to admit that he has a problem or he's got issues or anything like that. He'll never do that. I know my brother. He will not. He's too fucking stubborn and too hard-headed and I've tried to talk to him. I've tried to talk to him and just, I've told him, you know, I can help. He's like, and he just loses it at me because he thinks I'm the one that needs help. But I just take it. I'm like, okay, I need help. Fine. I just agree with him. I'm not going to sit there and argue with him, you know. But, you know, I've offered my help, you know, told him I definitely will because, you know, I've had to deal with him physically hurting me. And I told him I'm not going to deal with it for much longer. You know, I'm really not. There comes a point in my life where I'm...
Unfortunately, your brother sounds like one of those people where, believe me, he's going to run into a situation that's going to break him down. And then sometimes people just have to be completely broken down and have to hit complete rock bottom till they can't even speak up anymore before they get to the point where they say, okay, I need some help. But in the meantime, all you can do is just pray for him, and when that time comes, just be there for him. I went through it with both of my brothers, you know, and it wasn't until they hit literally rock bottom till they couldn't see up anymore, until they said, you know what, I got a problem and I need some help. And that was when they sought the help that they needed. But it was at a point where one time my brother came to me and I told him, you're not my brother. You're not the brother I grew up with. You're not the brother I know. When he comes back, then we can talk. But, I mean, you know, and it, sometimes and all you can do is pray and you feel bad because you feel like you're turning on him. But I feel like this, when loving you is hurting me, I have to do something to protect myself. And it sounds like that's the position you're in. All you can do is pray for your brother and pray that he comes to the point where, you know what, I need some help. And he has to realize it on his own, because no matter what you try to do for him, until he makes up in his heart and his mind that he wants the help and that he realizes and is willing to admit, I have a serious problem, there's not going to be anything you or anybody else can do. I've seen people forced into rehab, and they go through the motions, they go through a program, and then turn right around and go out and go straight to the drug dealer. And get some more drugs and start getting
because,
high all over again.
That rehab is like is just a talk fest, though. Man, where did you go get the best drug? This is what they talking about in the rehab.
You know,
where did you get your best drug? What side of town was you on when you was getting all getting high? Where did you? I mean, they address all of the shit that really is more of a adverse effect than it is, you know, helping. You educating more people on how to really go and find the drugs. Even if they didn't know, it was a lot of stuff when I had to go through, not drug rehab, but, you know, I got busted, you know, riding around smoking weed. They put you in a little drug program. So I'm in the damn drug program, a weed head. I'm sitting next to a coke head, sitting next to a crack head. And these are all people that admit what they are. Okay, sitting next to the dude that's on meth, crystal meth. And then sitting next to the dude that done did acid and everything else that everybody else in the room done did. And all they want to sit there and talk about is where they scored their best drugs from. Now, I'm a weed head now, but this is everything that I found out. If I did want to go and get some hard drugs, I found out that I can go to the trailer park in order to get crystal meth, because that's where most of it is being manufactured at, in little mom and pop trailer homes. I know I can go and get, you know, cocaine anywhere around in the streets. You know what I'm saying? And then whoever's selling cocaine can put you in contact with the dude that's selling the crack, because you have to cook the cocaine in order to get to the crack. You get all this out of a class that you're paying for now, but this is what they're teaching you in class. And then when I'm in class, what really pissed me off and got me kicked out of the class was the instructor was a 400-pound white dude sitting in a chair that was 18 sizes too small for him, And he's sitting there with his damn shoes off because his shoes too fucking small to fit on his feet. I said, brother, you got the biggest problem out of everybody in this room. You are obese, which is worse than a drug problem. That's not only a drug problem, that's a health problem. That's health issues. You going to die before anybody in this room. I got kicked out of class the next day. I was inciting some bullshit, you know what I'm saying, that he said. I'm like, man, I'm just telling the truth. That is wrong. How you going to have the blind leading the blind? You going to put, I mean, if you would have put a big-ass drill instructor-looking dude, I might have felt a little bit different. But you putting a dude in front of me that needs to be in a class his damn self.
Yeah.
Ain't going to tell me I'm wrong? Man, please. Nah, you got me fucked up. Yeah, I look at life as reality, you know what I'm saying? And if you a police officer and you riding around in the street and the law say that nobody can't be on their cell phones while you're driving, and I pull up and see your ass sitting at the stop sign talking on your cell phone.
I agree with that one. That one kills me. Can I pull you over?
Huh?
Can I pull you over and write you a ticket, or, you know, I can make a citizen arrest on my fellow on Joe Blow that's sitting out here doing something, but can I have you write you a ticket? Let me write it. Because, you know, if you gonna tell me, you know, you'll pull me over for speeding, but I watch you fly by me with nowhere to go. And you had another out here. See, they'll have another turn on their sirens and all they doing. And you get three blocks down the street, and all they did was go meet all their partners at the hamburger place.
Yeah, well, they used to do that. And I do give kudos to the locals for, putting a stop to that. Because now, not even a fire truck, you know what I'm saying, at a certain period of time can't even ride around with the, you know what I'm saying, unless he, like, on a major highway or something.
Mm-hmm.
If you go through a residential neighborhood, the police or the fire department, after I think like 10 o'clock, they can't turn the sirens on. I mean, unless, like, you know, the cop done got killed or something. And then when they reach a major intersection, that's when they can turn the sirens on to alert the intersection. That's all that siren's supposed to be for, is
right,
to alert at a major intersection. And you shouldn't be shooting down no motherfucking 30-mile-an-hour residential area doing those 60-70 miles motherfucking hour.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Which is what which we got. Which is why, you know, on my block where I actually work outside, you know what I'm saying, and I done seen personally four accidents and one dude going to a building, you know what I'm saying, right across the street from me. And motherfucker's going to tell me that because the average speed is 35 miles an hour, there's no need for a speed limit. I mean, there's no need for speed bumps, because I put a request in for speed bumps. And motherfucker's going to tell me, And after the traffic survey that shows that this, within 10 blocks, this one street gets over 8,000 cars a day.
Wow.
A 10-block radius gets 8,000 cars a day. And this was done 2 years ago. And this was before, I mean, this was when we, now recently we just had, you know, Obama came through and supposedly gave all the mayors and stuff, money to fix the cities up, roads and stuff. So, yeah, they actually fixed up a couple of roads. You know what I'm saying? But it didn't do nothing, though. You didn't put in nothing that helped the community. You know what I'm saying? We need it. And it's five schools, two major parks, you know what I'm saying, on the same strip now with all this traffic and all these motherfucking speed. And two daycares. And ain't no read for no speed bumps.
Now, out here, they will take a street that is literally 3 to 4 blocks long and put speed bumps on it. But some of these major streets where, you know, they literally drag racing down the street, crossing over double lines to go around cars on the wrong side of the street, getting ready to have head-on collisions and kill themselves and somebody else. You know what? If you got a school, you know, if you want to kill yourself, okay, then you handle business with you, but don't take nobody else out with you. Not for something stupid. I mean, you know, something like that. People out here have gotten killed. Their children have gotten killed or badly hurt. One guy called himself robbing a gas station, shot a gun. The gun went across the street, shot a boy at piano lessons in the back, and he's paralyzed now from the waist down.
No way.
Stuff like that. You know, I mean, what you do for you, I mean, I pray that you have
you know better, do better. But if you feel like you don't want to do better, then, you know, and you feel like you want to self-destruct and nobody can help you and can't nobody do nothing but play for you, that's on you. But don't take nobody up with you. This boy was, I mean, he was very good at what he was doing, trying to do something positive, taking piano lessons, sitting at his lesson. The bullet came through the window, severed his spine, and now he's paralyzed from the waist down. So, you know, you got to take it a little more serious than that. I mean, and, you know, but he's still upbeat and good spirit, still taking his piano lessons. And, you know, fortunately, there are a lot of people that are supporting him. And they just had a fundraising concert to help raise money for some of his medical expenses and stuff. But why should he have to go through that? He's 12.
Yeah, man.
He wasn't doing anything wrong. He was just trying to do something to better himself, occupy his time, and stay off the street. But the street found him in his piano lesson, and that to me is just really sad. It pisses me off. You know, it's just some people you just want to take, and it's just like, you know what? Let me choke you. Let me just choke you.
And what really pisses you off, though, is these motherfuckers only get like 5 years, 8 years.
You know,
10 years and only do 5 years, and then they back out walking around. Like, what the fuck is that? This young boy paralyzed for life. Your life should be taken with it.
Well, you know, I had a cousin, bless her heart. She was 15 years old. She was raped and killed 15 years ago.
Yeah.
He finally, and then what was so bad about it, his family sent him away when they knew he was in some major trouble. His family sent him away. Long story short, they had to close the case because nobody was talking. 10 years later, they decided to open it up as a cold case, found he had committed the same crime against somebody in Oregon, they ran his DNA. He had committed the same crime in Oregon, and that's how they found him. So after they had to wait till he went through his whole process in Oregon, bring him back here to California. He was just sentenced about a week ago to life in prison, with the possibility of parole in 30 years. Now, and to me, it's like my cousin's gone. She's never coming back. She would have turned 30 years old this month.
Yeah.
Beautiful girl. She was did very well in school. She was a straight-A student. Everybody loved her. She was one of the sweetest people you ever wanted to meet. But, you know, her life was taken unnecessarily and unjustly. And I was kind of mad when my aunt told me about how the family had sent him away. I was pissed off. I was like, okay, I hope I never run into this boy's mother on the street.
Yeah, because you supporting.
I'm going to jail.
I mean, you supporting.
I'm going to jail.
Supporting
that. I was going to jail. I was going to jail because I was going to beat the hell out of her and say, you better go get your ass over there and go get him.
I would turn my own brother in. I don't get it. There ain't no family when you take a young person's life, even another person's life, period. You know what I'm saying?
You know?
But especially youth, that they ain't have nothing to do with nothing. That's wrong. That's wrong. You can't step up as a man or a woman and take your responsibility. Well, then I got to take responsibility for your actions then.
Right.
And that's not being no snitch. That's not being no snitch. That's just being a real motherfucking person. And you need to get, because you can do something like that happened. Got in and didn't get caught and went and did that shit to somebody else.
Right.
That shit could have been prevented 10 fucking years ago.
Right on.
A friend of mine about 5 years ago, her nephew graduated from high school, was getting ready to go to college on a scholarship, had came home for 2 weeks, went to pick his brother up from a party. Two young boys that he knew growing up that, God knows, we still don't know why they didn't like the boy, trapped him in the car, shot him and killed him for no reason. Just shot him and killed him because when they were little, they played basketball together or something stupid. Come on now. And then the older boy that was involved, somebody killed him about a week later. So now that's two lives gone, and for what? The younger boy was 15 when it happened. He faced life in prison for the rest of his life at 15. What for? It's senseless.
Yeah.
It does not make sense. And that's why, you know, whatever you're going through, whatever you're facing, you know what? I told my son. My son is 23 now. I told him. I said, if you're bad enough to do the crime, be bad enough to do the time. Because I'm not saving your ass for nothing. If you're wrong, you're wrong.
The world, put it that way, because not my world. I got a lovely world. I live in a lovely world. But the world that on the outside that I look into, it's a very sadistic place. Any place where that latest case where the two dudes broke into the people's house and forced the damn son to have sex with his mama, okay, y'all should be killed for that. I'm sorry. I guess I wouldn't be a good anything that's an authoritative position. Because that's all I believe in is death. And there ain't no motherfucking other thing. I ain't got time for you sitting your ass around in a fucking jail cell, and I got to take care of your motherfucking ass. You die. That's it. You do something violent to the point, and it's proven beyond a reasonable doubt, it's dead. You killed it. You raped, killed, anything that you taking somebody's manhood, taking somebody's life, livelihood, you get yours taken in return. Point blank. You castrated if you rape somebody. You get your shit cut off. Get your shit taken out. I don't give a fuck. The damn woman that raped them 10 dudes. Okay, you cut all her shit out. She can't even have shit, though. She can't even fuck no more. And it goes both ways. Fuck that. The world's too sweet on bullshit. It's too sweet on bullshit. And then minor shit, because I'm smoking weed and you pull me over, you want to try to get me motherfucking 10 years and shit. What kind of bullshit is that? That's bullshit.
What they call
nonviolent crime. Because I'm minding my damn business.
But they want to give you damn near life. But the person who just cut somebody's head off can be out in 30 years.
That's real. Well, like my brother got killed. My oldest brother got killed in 1991. And, you know what I'm saying? And we found a dude. They talking about the dude. They found a nigga the next day. You know what I'm saying? Robbed him and didn't take nothing really off of him. You know what I'm saying? Because they were so high on whatever the fuck they was on. You know what I'm saying? Not weed, some other kind of shit. That, you know what I'm saying? They took this man's life and they gave this man 25 to life, though. So, okay, this been since 1991. You know what I'm saying? It's 2009 now. That's still, okay, he probably done rolled, 10, 15 years. Mm-hmm. So, you can best believe I'm counting the motherfucking days down to this nigga get out. I mean, because you took something personal of me and my whole family that can't be replaced. So why the fuck should you be replaced back on the streets?
Yeah, they call them, we need to rehabilitate them. Okay.
What? Rehabilitate what? When you got criminals that are in there trying to rehabilitate.
And living better than you and I are living, working 40, 50 hours.
I know you ain't seen that new prison that they just built in damn, what was that, California?
Oh, gosh, you should have seen the article I just got.
Is that Cali? With the one that you can see, that big-ass prison, I think it's like all made of glass. These motherfuckers got a TV in their room. They can back their own back door to walk out into the yard. They got it's a single room. I said, man, it is no fucking way. I want to go to goddamn prison. I just cause, shit, the way this they living.
If they living like that.
Shit, what?
You know, if they living like that
for free. You have to watch out because of our future. You have to understand that our future and where we headed to in our future. We are headed to a totalitarian society. We are headed to that. Motherfuckers really don't. They just like they thought that they wouldn't. That free TV would never be taken away. And now your ass had to go and buy a goddamn converter box just to watch some free shit. And you cannot get it. I don't give a damn if you in the middle of the woods. You got them little camping TVs. They don't pick up nothing but the radio and the Spanish channel and the Home Shopping Network. That is it. So the rumors in the air, FM, AM. They finna make. You pay for urban stations.
Wow.
You got to listen now. They're going to make you pay for urban stations. The only thing you're going to get is talk radio, country, and jazz, which I done went to a lot of states, Kentucky, Tennessee, and a few other states. White, blue-collar states or red-collar, whatever they want to call, they don't play that urban shit in their neighborhoods. They don't They don't. It, the only way their kids gonna be exposed to that if they watching it. And they ain't even watching it on MTV because they have a different programming that they show on their television.
Right.
They don't watch the same shows and shit we watch here. It is crazy. You go to Delaware, Iowa, go to these other places and watch their television. Listen to their radio and see if you hear the same content or bullshit that we listening to. We getting fed. It's different.
Yeah.
It's totally different. It is totally different. And that's, but it's the way our world is working. And they mad that the black man is regaining the influence. And we haven't fully woken up yet, which I'm mad too. You know what I'm saying? Because we don't understand our potential and what the fuck we supposed to be doing, our place in this society. And that's at the head of the table, not the fucking ass of the donkey.
Hmm.
You know? And that is where a lot of us are at. A lot of us are there. They are. It just, it kills me.
Many of us are stuck with our head buried in the sand, and we just want to put all our hope and it'll get better. And
man,
you know, you got to make it better. You got to speak up. You got to talk out against the injustices. You got to talk out and not be afraid of the retaliation. I mean, you know, it's kind of like you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. You say something, you're damned. You don't say nothing, you're damned. You know, you're getting screwed in the butt with no Vaseline. So, you know, wake up. You got to do what you got to do. If you don't want to do it for yourself, do it for your children. Do it for your grandchildren. Make it better for them. Because they're having a hard way. When I'm looking at some of the things that these kids do, they got a hard way to go. And some of them are just walking down a road that's going to lead to nowhere. Lead them right into that glass prison you was just talking about.
Yeah,
so,
and they looking at it so impressive, like, ooh, that's cool. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I might as well go ahead. I'm living better. I can live better than I am living on the streets right now. I can't feed myself, put no clothes on my back. My mama don't want me home because I done cussed her out. My daddy don't want me home because I done told him to kiss my ass. My grandma, I done, you know what I'm saying, stole her purse and stole money out of it, so I can't go around there. You're like, you alienated yourself from your whole entire family.
Exactly. So, guys, I'm going to go ahead and get back to work.
Hey, that is what is up. Miss Quiet Storm, I appreciate you hanging out on the VIP hour.
No problem.
Are the last of the last. Everybody else has fell off.
Everybody else is gone.
Everybody has fell off. So.
Everybody else is gone. But, you know, these are things that I'm passionate about. You know, it's just kind of like I'm tired of seeing, especially young black kids, just going by the wayside being pushed. I'm pissed off at this so-called Governor Schwarzenegger we got here in California.
Please.
Every time I turn around.
Castro?
You
mean Castro? Fidel fucking Castro?
Basically. You cutting school budget. Cut their damn prison budget. They're supposed to be doing time for a crime, and they living better than we living out here. The kids, their education is going to hell in a handbasket. I mean, you wondering why. Parents are pulling their kids out of public school, putting them in
private school, working two and three jobs.
And I went through that, and then still got to pay for the kids that can't afford to go to private school. And
which
I
is catch 22. Like, what?
Right.
My taxes got
to
pay for kids who can't afford what I can't afford. Send their ass to public school.
Well, you know, when my son was growing up, I literally spent on the first from kindergarten through eighth grade. I spent about $30,000 to $40,000 just for him to get a decent education.
Man, you know, I pay for college and shit.
Because I'm spending $2,500 a year, but I had to make that investment in him because the public schools weren't doing it. When you got high schools around here with metal detectors.
Why should
they have to have metal detectors in the school? That's a serious problem, and nobody's addressing it. You got to have counselors because these crazy little white kids was going around blowing up kids in school. They had a boy out here about an hour away from where I live that went to school. He had 10 pipe bombs and a chainsaw. And he was going to take some folks out.
Man.
And now everybody's feeling sorry.
But nobody looks at the parents, though.
Wait. Now folks are mad because they're getting ready to try him as an adult. That was an adult crime.
That's an adult thinking.
Ten bombs, strapped them to himself, had a chainsaw, and was going to kill a whole bunch of people and blow up the school. That is not a child's mentality.
Mm. That's white America, though. That's white America. Please tell me he was white. But you was
know
a
what?
Nigga.
You know, he was. Man. Who was me is all of us black folks want to live up there with them white folks. At least
yeah.
I know what to expect
yeah.
in the hood.
Yeah,
and
know
see,
that.
If, as long as I'm cool with the fellas in the hood, the cool fellas in the hood cool with me.
Hey, it's cool with me.
You see what I'm saying?
We ain't,
see,
you ain't never heard of us doing that. Never.
No.
Oh, damn, we got a 20 fight.
We don't have computers at home, and our kids don't have computers in their room. They be quiet because they can't afford it, so they don't know. They can't get on the internet and learn how to make a bomb.
I'll make a bomb. And 9 times out of 10, though, the parents had something to do with that. The daddy done, like the Columbine motherfuckers, the daddy showed them how to shoot rifles and load and be a killer at a child's age.
Right.
You crackers are stupid, but I can't even go there because y'all that y'all are the dying breed, and they know that.
And that's why they're so threatened. That's why
they
even
know
now
that.
I've even seen on BTR where they will come and storm these black rooms and these black shows. Come on in. And one of them, I saw one of them do it in the room, and somebody said some things to them that pissed that boy off so bad. I'm sure he wasn't beet red, he was tomato red.
Hey.
He came in talking crazy, nigger fixed me some chicken. He said,
I love it when they come in. Oh, I love it when they come in.
It did, one of the guys that was on the line said, yeah, you calling me nigger now, but I was daddy when you saw my shoes under your mama's bed. That white boy got mad.
Damn.
I was like, oh.
Damn.
Like,
see, that's intelligent get back. That is intelligent get back.
Every time he said something, he said, yeah, that's what you say now, but I was daddy when my shoes was under your mama's bed. Oh, them folks got mad. Them folks
wow.
got mad. But, you know, my thing with them is this, and then I really, really got to go. My thing with them is this. Y'all don't like us. We don't have nothing against y'all. We don't bother y'all. Leave us alone. And I tell that to anybody. I don't care. You black, white, Asian, purple, green, you rainbow, whatever color you are. If you don't like me, fine. I don't have nothing against you. I can still speak to you. I can still love you from a distance if necessary. But if you don't like me, leave me alone. It's just as simple as that. If I see you, you go left, I'll go right. I'm going to respect you that way. As long as you stay out of my face, we all good.
Hey, Ms. Quiet Storm. This is an issue. We'll have the double team up on the show and put it down. You know what I'm saying?
Let me know.
You know, I would.
Let me know because these are real issues that we need to talk about. We need to
yeah.
put it out in the forefront, and
yeah.
especially these disillusioned people. I think Barack Obama in the White House is the best thing since sliced bread. But we got to understand, Barack is not our save all. He's not our save
He's
all.
Not. He
there
ain't.
Some things that we have to do yeah. for ourselves. You can't
Life.
Even can
live.
You can't expect him just to say, okay, we're going to give everybody money. Get up and go get a job like everybody else. You want the money? Go get a job. Yeah.
That's why
I
motherfuckers
mean,
are still on welfare to this day, 20 years later, after welfare was only established to help a motherfucker get back on their feet.
Exactly.
People can't be helped to get on their feet.
And
that's the whole part. They have to learn. Yeah, you got
to
teach them how to stand.
What they have learned is to manipulate the welfare.
Thank you.
System.
How to get around it. Loophole.
Now, but see, this is you on welfare. Your mother was on welfare. Her mother was on welfare. So that's you, your mother, your grandmother, your great grandmother. And then you kept having babies. See, now in California, you can't get money for extra babies. You can keep having babies if you want to.
Oh, they stopped that down here, too. They stopped
you
that. They stopped that across the board because.
They got hit to that. And then now they're trying to get them. Now, see, now that then they wanted to do this welfare to work program. Okay, make it work. But if you got three kids, you can't take care of nobody working at McDonald's. Give these people some skills where they can go and make the money to decently. To become self-supporting. Minimum wage at McDonald's ain't going to take care of three kids.
Yeah, know that.
It's
know
not.
That.
It won't even take care of one person. So,
yeah.
you know, the programs, they're wonderful ideas, but you got to make them work. You got to put things in place. And then, you know, any company will take a tax break, make deals with these companies so that they can get tax breaks for hiring these people from these programs. They'll hire them. They'll find something for them to do.
Hmm.
I mean, so it's ways to do things. It's just, you know, it's the welfare system has learned people have learned to manipulate it and become handicapped.
Know that.
And then they get one that's getting ready to turn 18 and have another one. I wish I would.
When my homeboy told me. Hold on. Oh, that he got to get the hell out of 18.
Okay. I told my son, you know what? You ain't going to be no grown, able-bodied man living with me.
Yeah.
Mama, when I grow up, I'm going to do this. I said, no, baby, I'm going to tell you the best thing you can do for me is learn how to take care of you.
I'll take care of you. That's the whole thing. Don't dream about it. Live it. You know, because dreams don't always come true. You know? Sometimes dreams don't come true. So reality is always going to be true.
Yes.
What you see is what you get.
Exactly.
And what you make out of it is what you're going to get. If you make it hard for yourself in life, man, you're just going to be living a hard life. And sometimes people do that. They just make it hard for themselves. You know what I'm saying? Life ain't too hard to live. It's easy to live. I mean, yeah, it's kind of hard to survive, but it's easy to live. It's easy to wake up every day and just open your eyes.
Well,
but
to
take a step out the bed and actually do something with yourself, that's what takes work. That's what takes work. Motivation.
Exactly. What makes it hard for people to survive is just basically, like you said, you want to be lazy and you want everybody to hand you everything. Nobody owes you nothing.
Nothing.
And that's what I tell people. Nobody owes you anything. The company I work for owes me a paycheck every 2 weeks. Why? Because I get my rusty dusty up out the bed Monday through Friday, 8 to 4:30, and I'm here. And you know, I tell them all, it may not happen that we become best friends. I will never invite you over my house for dinner. I don't want to know about your kids, none of that stuff. But when we here and you need to talk to me about anything work related, let's talk. Anything other than that is none of your business.
You know, one realization I came to last night with myself, you know, we always talk about waiting on our 40 acres and a mule, right? You know, down here in Tampa, I work for myself. I've been working for myself for over 7 years now, since 2002. Now I lease a one acre lot, and it's right on the corner. It's a full acre, though. It's my lot, you know what I'm saying? Not saying that I own it, but I lease it, so it's mine. And I can do whatever I want to do on it. And I got a van that was handed to me. The Lord handed it to me. That's my mule.
Right.
So, I mean, if you look at life in reality and the way the things are, we could all get an acre. We ain't going to get no 40 acres.
Right.
But we could all get an acre and do something with it.
To go, man. Oh,
I'm telling you.
Get that next 39.
I said, I looked
that
up.
You know what? And that's not unattainable.
It's not.
It's not. If you're willing to put in the time, the effort, and the hard work, it's not unattainable.
It's not.
But
I had to thank the Lord for that. I said, thank you, Lord, because I'm sitting around here, you know, feeding into this other BS that people talking about, you know, they owe us this, they owe us that. I mean, please.
Nobody owes you anything.
Come on, owe you
nothing.
Nobody
owes you anything.
You know, not monetary anyways. Not monetary.
And they ain't going to give it to you if you're walking around, sitting around being lazy, waiting for them to just drop it in your lap. Because why? What you going to do? What you ain't going to do with it? Do nothing with it but go buy a car. You're gonna go buy this expensive car and park it in a project parking lot.
Put some reels on it. Put some music in it. A piece of crap lawn, and then somebody gonna steal it from you 2 weeks later.
Put some 20s and some spinners on it. I'm sorry. It's sad to say, but
it's reality, and it ain't just us. It's not just us, though.
It's the spinners on it. Get a real nice paint job and all that kind of crazy stuff they going to do to it. It's crazy. But then you're going to park it in the project parking lot.
But now, I just read, and this chick is in the newspaper, 16 years old. What was that? Six years ago or something like that. She won, when she was 16, she won $3 million at the lottery.
Mm-hmm.
3 years later, she ain't got number $32,000.
Cause she done bought Cousin Pookie, Cousin Junebug, her mama.
She said she went drugged it up, cars, bought this crap, spent $730,000 on clothes.
Love.
Are you serious?
And because that's why That's why we will never have anything. You're going to spend $300-$500 on a gold grill that's going to give you pyrrhea, have your teeth all messed up, and then you got to go pay thousands of dollars
to get it taken off.
Dr. Ball, who's getting ready to get real rich off of you. He love us. Because we going to do the stupid stuff. I mean, come on. I mean, it's the sad truth. It's, you know, you got to think of it. Like, people wake up and really see what's going on. Love yourself if you want somebody to love you. Learn how to love yourself so you will know how to love other people. And then when you start taking pride in yourself, people will begin to take you seriously.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you wonder why people ain't take you seriously. You got the little boys running around here with their pants and their dirty drawers. It's like, look, dude. Okay, at least
I had to ask did your mama let you walk out like that? Did your mama see you walk out the house like that? Holding your pants up. Half of these little stupid motherfuckers are holding their pants up. It just got to the point where they just walk around holding their pants up. Like,
they wear belts now.
What?
They wear belts now. What I'm saying is they wear belts now.
It's like, yeah, because they got the sag just right.
Like, I'm going to tell you the funniest thing I saw. This little dude was sagging, and I had just talked to him. I said, sweetheart, why you got your pants on like that? And he was like, oh, you know, it's cool. I said, do you really know what that's about? And the bus came, and he was trying to catch a bus. Boy went to run for the bus and fell, and I just busted my laugh. Oh, man, that ain't funny. I said, yes, it is. I said, yes, it is. I said, that is hilarious.
That they were past hilarious. Past hilarious. Hey, you should have pulled your cell phone cam out and took a picture.
I was trying to help the boy up, but I couldn't help but laugh. And he was like, yeah, yes, baby, yes. It's hilarious. I said, that's one of the reasons you need to pull your pants up, because you're getting ready to fall down in the middle of the street and get hit by a car.
Oh, man.
And for no other reason.
Yeah.
But it was funny. I laughed. Like I said, I'm still immature in a lot of ways. I'm going to grow up one day. I just don't know which day that is going to be. I'm devoted to being a Toys R Us kid for life. Tell people I'm a kid with adult responsibilities. And I love it that way because kids are so innocent. So I just want to remain innocent as a child and just deal with the adult responsibilities when I have to.
Yeah. That's what they say. I mean, you got to live young at heart. If you want to live young, live young at heart. Because you're going to get old. Everybody going to age physically. But your heart, it'll stay forever young if you keep it. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Forever young. So,
all right.
It's quiet
you
storm.
Know.
You have a great day at work.
I will.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And you have a wonderful day. Definitely, I think I favorited the show. I think I added you as a friend, too.
Okay.
Let me know when you want to schedule the show. Do it on us. Well, you know, I work Monday through Friday.
Yeah. Okay. Saturdays.
You know, if you
want to
do it
day.
On a Saturday, I do my show every other Saturday. Look out for it. I try to tackle some serious topics. I do get into the Word of God. I try to find some answers and say, look, we can do better. We can live better. We can live stress-free. We can live peaceful and victorious lives. That's really what I'm trying to do, is just empower people, give them the tools they need to survive, to make it. And not just survive, but to thrive. You know, rise above your situations. There are ways that you can do that. It doesn't have to be the end all. It doesn't have to be, you know, it doesn't have to be as detrimental as you make it. So learn to take things as they are, keep it moving, and everybody's going to be good.
That's real. And on that note, we are out of here.
All right.
Going down. Thank you very much, and tune back in.
I definitely
will be on. All right.
All right.
All right. And we are ending the show, people. You know what I'm saying? This is Wrecking the Game Radio. Your host, DJ Smell So Good. You can catch me out each and every day right here live, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You know what I'm saying? Representing 813. The Trade Four and everybody else around the world, you know what I'm saying? And that's what it is. Life is about, you know what I'm saying, doing big things before you get up off here. Don't try to wait to get your heaven once you off this earth, you know what I'm saying? Go ahead and get in where you fit in now, and fuck everything else that comes later, huh? Yeah. And I'm going to get out to close this thing on out with my dog Goofy Bone. New song is called Sexercise, right here live, and then I'm out the window going over to the 186 Point Deuce show. And y'all can catch my dog Goofy Bone live from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And that is, I believe, 11 a.m. Pacific time to 1 p.m. And that's how we go.
Dance with me, let's all get down. Take this blunt and pass it around. As I get done rubbing this baby girl, she don't even know I'm gonna rock her world. And that's how Goofy Bone likes to do it. Get her all nasty, mixing up fluids. Let me show you how I put in work with my tongue all up in her mini skirt. See her eyes roll back, her legs are all shaking. Poor girl, I know she's in for a break-in. Let's take a ride up in my car. I'll take you to my house and make you a porn star. Once she's in the room, I gotta get her going. I'm hitting so hard and the shit keeps flowing. Like waterfalls from this poetic D. It's only exercise as you can see.
Now we can do it all damn night. Let me get between your thighs. Any position that you like. Come on baby, let's exercise.
Exercise, exercise.
You wanna work out, let's exercise. Fuck going to a gym, we can do it in the room. Come on baby, let's exercise.
I like to exercise. Baby, it ain't hard to tell. This game that I spit to your ear, I can have you in a spell. The way that you move your body got me hypnotized. I love the way that you're looking at me in the room with your fuck me eyes. Then I reply, come on baby, let's exercise. Let me rub your back, hold your waist in between your thighs. Let me eat your pussy, let me taste your juice. In the middle of the night, I'ma have you screaming, Bruce, Bruce.
Now we can do it all damn night. Let me get between your thighs. Any condition that you like. Come on, baby, let's exercise.
Exercise, exercise.
You wanna work out, let's exercise. Fuck going to a gym, we can do it in the room. Come on, baby, let's exercise.
Exercise, I hit it right. Front, back, side to side. I work it out, yeah, work it right. Early in the morning, yeah, late at night. Booty just shaking like Vegas, right? Better get it over, cause the toes so nice. T-string dropping, get a booty spray popping. M-Jack, her all the way to the socket. Something true, I cocked up Boston. Rubbed on me, hell yeah, I'm all in blue. Fuck that mole, baby girl, just